Hook us up, Bobby.
Following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the Getting Place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our bioprint services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. A late October weather front's begun its slow journey across Middle Tennessee, and it set the stage for a good old-fashioned slobber knocker tonight in what will be the Region 4A championship. Months of blood, sweat, and tears has brought this game's opponents to the cusp of regular season supremacy. We find ourselves in the rain-drenched bleachers of Monterey High School this evening, the home of the 8-0 Monterey Wildcats. It's here that Clay County head coach Jake Johnson cut his teeth as a high school player, and he's brought his 6-2 Bulldogs to his alma mater to avenge last year's embarrassing defeat and to win his team its first ever region title. Standing in the way of those goals is head coach Scott Hughes and his undefeated squad of Mountain Cats, whose last loss came to the Pirates of South Pittsburgh in the 2018 playoffs. There's an ounce of love lost between the Dogs and the Cats, and we're going to have an absolute dandy take place in front of us tonight. To the victor goes the spoils of home field advantage for the opening two rounds of the playoffs and a direct route to the quarterfinals. Set back, stay dry, and cheer for the black and gold as we get set for the 74th meeting between the Monterey Wildcats and the Clay County Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, Call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show and our ninth broadcast this season of Iowa Bulldog football, folks, here on the Horizon Sports Network. For the second week in a row and the fifth time this year, we are on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm just flat excited to call the play-by-play action this evening. I'm joined by our network producer and resident road dog, Rob Edwards.
Thank you, Daniel. I'll tell you what, there's two contests here tonight, the Wildcats and the Dogs, and I'm not sure we can call that one yet, but Mother Nature and the Horizon Sports Network crew going head-to-head, and I think we got one up on her right now.
I agree. Nice and cozy under the tent here. Also joining me here is the Horizon Sports Network top dog, Thomas Weaver.
Well, thank you, Daniel. As Coach said, so far we got it whooped. But I tell you, if this rain picks up anymore, we could be in for a surprise later. But, guys, this is the one we've been waiting for all year long. It doesn't get any better than this. A region title's on the line, and there's no place I'd rather be than right here with you two getting ready to call what I'm going to call an epic battle between the Dogs and the Wildcats. I can't wait.
It's going to be epic.
And as always, we've gotten such a great reception up here on the mountain that as you said, that we find ourselves out in the elements again, Daniel. You know, maybe someday we'll get to see that fancy press box up there they got. But this is just how we like it. Out here in the middle of what I expect to be a big contingency of Bulldog Nation, no matter the weather.
Absolutely, I agree, and I'm sure we'll have a big contingency listening in tonight.
I agree. And the Bulldog Black and Gold faithful, they're going to get to see a show. We just talked about it because everybody up here in Monterey, Daniel, they think it's their time.
They do. Nobody's giving the Dogs credit. That's okay. We'll find out here in a few hours.
That's right. They believe, you know, the stars are aligning for them. But, you know, they've got another thing coming tonight. And it's in the form of a Bulldog team ready for a reckoning.
We are, you know, chance for a first ever region title. You wrote about it a few weeks ago in the paper. We've won district championships, but starting in 92 or 3, whenever they redid it to regions, we never have been chance to do it tonight.
We hadn't, and we're here for the second year in a row to avenge that loss you mentioned earlier. And that, you know, that left a scar, they've come to carry that region championship back to Salina where it belongs. This Clay County team's on a mission tonight, Daniel. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but these Dogs are a pretty determined bunch.
Yeah, they were beat up here. You'll hear us reference that 50-6 last year. Quite embarrassing turnout up here on the mountain looking to avenge it.
It was, and there's somebody else who's always been determined to complete their mission, and that's those that have continued to answer the call to make these broadcasts possible. Daniel, that's our sponsors, you know, and I must say they're kind of the gravy to our mashed potatoes, so to speak. Actually, we wouldn't have any taters without them. They make it all happen, and we've talked about that, mashed potatoes and gravy, too. That's another thing for Monterey. Not much of a schedule so far. They're fixing to see the best team they faced all year long.
I agree. I think on both sides of the ball. 2 weeks ago, they played a good Bledsoe County team, but I think they're going to see their toughest competition tonight.
No doubt about it. And besides those sponsors, we also want to ask everybody to support our Del Hall Horizon newspaper each week because that's where this thing all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the print media we put out every week. My brother John, he's alongside me here tonight. My father Bob, we've been working hard at it for going on 20 years almost, Daniel. And like we said last week, we need folks to support that outlet as well as the Horizon Sports Network.
Absolutely. You guys have done a wonderful job with that. And I think it would be sorely missed if it wasn't around.
It may. Up next, folks, as we do every broadcast in the pregame show, we're going to talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's tough loss over at White County. coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to a soggy CarQuest pregame show up here on the mountain in Monterey, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Delhalla Horizon. Daniel, that headline read, Battle-Tested Dogs Ready for Region Title Game After Taking 5A Warriors to the Wire. And the story talked about how Clay County didn't win. Though they didn't win, White County won't soon forget the Bulldogs, who gave the larger school all they wanted. An article quoted Coach Jake Johnson explaining his team wasn't intimidated by anybody, especially after not backing down to the Warriors or Westmoreland, the two teams they lost to this year. Quit's not in these kids, Johnson said. That's who they are, and sometimes we've been bested, but I don't feel like we've ever been outright beaten. Our two losses have come down to the wire, and you learn more from your losses. You learn more from adversity, and sometimes you need to be tested for reasons like going into this game. Monterey's a very good team, but we've seen good teams. We've seen adversity, and we've proven we can play with anybody. That's something you can't discount, and I feel like it's made us a better football team, and I agree with Coach Daniel, especially after the way the Dogs fought back over in Sparta last Thursday night, as your summary's going to show.
It will. After falling behind two scores to White County before the first quarter buzzer sounded, Clay County did rally to put up three unanswered touchdowns and take an 18-14 lead over the Class 5A Warriors. Behind sophomore Wade Coons, juniors Dalton Goad and John Copeland, and senior Wesley Walker, the Bulldog defense shut down the Warrior attack during the second and third periods to help facilitate that comeback. Freshman Alec Curtis up the first Clay County strike with a 40-yard kickoff return before senior quarterback Jake Ashcock went to work. He found fellow classmate Will Ogletree three times through the air before capping the 12-play, 55-yard drive with a 1-yard touchdown to make it 14-6 early in the second quarter after the extra point attempt failed. Then, following a White County three and out, Ashok hit Ogletree with a screen pass that he took 66 yards to the house to pull his team within two of the Warriors midway of the period. A Bulldog two-point try then came up short, leaving Clay County trailing 14-12, and the same score made it halftime. Before Ashlock engineered what appeared to be a game-winning drive late in the third quarter. The season signal caller pounded ahead for consistent yardage and hooked up with Ogletree twice more to set up a miraculous end to the 19-play, 71-yard scoring advance. On fourth down, with the ball resting on the 15-yard line, Ashlock avoided a sack, stepped up in the pocket, and made a perfect pass to Kerr for the go-ahead score. Then in the final frame, the Bulldog defense held strong behind Goat's pass rush and an interception by junior Bryson Burchett, but Field position limited the Clay County attack. The Warriors masterfully worked the clock on their final drive and found the end zone with just over a minute to play. Before kicking an extra point, which ended up accounting for the final margin, as time ticked away on the Dogs' last gasp. Final score, Clay County 18, White County 21.
That's a definition of a heartbreaker, wasn't it, Daniel? You know, but Ashlock and Ogletree both had huge nights and accounted for almost all of Clay County's 285-yard total they amassed on 56 plays, which was made up of 31 carries for 104 rushing yards and 181 yards passing. Ashlock accounted for all the yardage through the air by completing 15 to 27 tries, including the two touchdowns, and he also rushed 18 times for 65 yards in the score. Ogletree was his favorite target, catching 9 passes out of the backfield for 133 yards and a touchdown, and he was also the second leading rusher with 34 yards on 9 carries. Kerr, who had 2 rushes for 5 yards, and sophomore Carson Sharp, who had 2 for 0 yards, rounded out the ground game, while Kerr also caught 3 passes for 23 yards in that touchdown. Senior Wyatt Burge caught 2 for 28, and freshman Jimmy Burchett caught 1 for negative 3 from Ashlock. Wade Coons led the way defensively. Daniel, he had 9 stops, 1 for loss, while Kerr, Walker, and Copeland, who had a tackle for loss, had 5 tackles each. And Ogletree and freshman Joseph Markin posted 4 apiece. Goats, 3 sacks he had on the night and 2 tackles for loss highlighted his 3 tackle night, while Burks and Jimmy Burchett also had 3 stops. Bryson Burchett had 2 tackles, an interception late in the game, and fellow junior Seth Eads also recorded 1 in the contest, Daniel. Pretty good stat line for both Ashlock and Ogletree, but really across the board, too.
Yeah, well, it's a great game. It's a loss, but they get you ready for the playoffs. They get you ready for greater things. A lot of good things came out of that game.
I agree with you. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game here in Soggy Monterey, just like we went through in our recap. And we also want to ask you to tell your friends we're on the air right now. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Wildcats for a region title here on the road in Monterey.
Clay
on the
County
Horizon
Farm
Sports Network.
Not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we support.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show here from Medley Field in Monterey. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Before we begin the series history, we want to take a moment to recognize the loss of a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member. Bobby Stone, who passed away on Wednesday, was inducted into the 2015 class of the Hall of Fame as a Heritage member.
He played during the 1950 through 1953 seasons and was known as a lightning-fast halfback, earning the nickname Jack Rabbit Stone. Bobby was a lifelong resident of the Arcot community and is survived by his loving wife of 61 years, Billy Stone, two daughters, Gayanne Hill and Donna Haynes, seven grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, one sister, Shirley Sharp, and a host of nieces and nephews. Our sympathies certainly go out to that family. We would like to dedicate tonight's broadcast to the memory of Bobby Stone. Thomas, just a good citizen of Clay County and a good Bulldog back in his time.
No doubt. Talked about earlier today, once a Bulldog, always a Bulldog, Daniel. And, you know, he was one of those upstanding citizens in this community, just like you said. A lot of people knew the name Bobby Stone. No
carried
doubt
the mail
about.
For a long time.
He did. One of the legends.
Yep. Certainly so. And like we say, we will dedicate this one out to Mr. Bobby Stone. Now we'll go ahead and look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made 21 appearances in the TWSWA playoffs, first in 1983 and most recently in 2018. Their playoff record's 8-21. The furthest advancement that they've made was the semifinals in 1985. The Wildcats have also appeared in the TWSWA playoffs during 21 seasons, first in 1985 and most recently last year. Monterey's playoff record is 2-21, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 2014. They had a bye in the first round that year. That's how come they only won two games to get to that point. These teams, folks, are meeting for the 74th time in their histories, first squaring off in 1937. The longest Bulldog winning streak is 25 games from 1967 all the way through 1991. The longest Wildcat win streak is 5 games from 1998 to 2002. The largest margin of victory for the Black and Gold came in 1958 when they won 83-0. The worst defeat came in 2000 when Monterey won 69-12. The Bulldogs' all-time series record is 46-25-2 against the Wildcats. However, in the 21st century, Clay County is only 5-14 versus Monterey. So it's been a while since we've held that dominance that we hope to regain tonight. We'll go ahead and look at the individual stat leaders in single game action against the Wildcats. I'll go ahead and Thomas, why don't you go ahead and do the first two, and I'll do the third one.
It'd be my honor, Daniel. My teammate, all-time leading rusher here at Salina and Clay County High School, Gary Davis. He had the rushing yardage record against the Wildcats, 276 yards back in 1993 in a big blowout win. Gary, one of the all-time, well, is the all-time greatest rusher. And then also he's on the TD list. He had four that night, Daniel, and he ties Douglas Pace from 1958. And Craig Overtree, who has a son, Will, starting tonight in 1984, also had four. Great names there in the backfield.
Certainly so. Let's go ahead and look at one that's not so great. The longest rushing touchdown against the Wildcats came back in 1999. It was myself here at Medley Field my senior year. I had an 88-yard touchdown. Like I said, not so great on that one, but I had a big long run.
I got to interrupt you, so you let me do the first two, but you wouldn't let me talk about you, huh?
You had before. We'll skip over it. It was a nice play, though.
Okay.
Passing yardage, single game leader, 1976, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Roger Short threw for 265 yards against the Wildcats in a big win, and he also threw for four touchdown passes in that contest, leading the way in that area as well.
2008 receiving yardage record goes to Cody Collins. He had 150. And receiving touchdowns, Daniel, looks like we got a half dozen here tied with two each. Darrell Reesard, 1980. Chris Nagy, 2012, Wyatt Mabry, 2014, David Henson, 1974, Joey Eads, 1987, and William Collins in 1976 all had two receiving touchdowns. And the longest one of them, Daniel, was thrown by a little brother here. It's a family reunion tonight.
It is.
Against the Wildcats, we did pretty well against them back in our day. And little brother John Weaver threw a 76-yarder to my classmate Kevin Rich in 1994. He came in relief for me as a senior, one star of the night that night.
He did. I remember that in the Tennessean. Very, very memorable. Tackles now. 1987, the great Kenny Garrett. He had 18 stops.
Moving on to our sacks, 1974, David Henson, a classmate of our Uncle Bill Napier's, he had 4 sacks against Monterey, interceptions, the great Bobby Toopy Kerr, he's on the field tonight in front of us helping coach these Bulldogs. He had 3 interceptions in a single game his junior year in 1988.
The longest interception touchdown, no question here, Daniel, or no surprise, an 80-yarder by the all-time leader, Brian Burchett, in 1989, a pick six from 80 yards out. Longest kickoff return touchdown, 2015, an 87-yarder. I remember that one, Daniel, by the elusive Jared Markham. And then the longest punt return ever against the Wildcats, Wayne Key, a 75-yarder back in 71.
Thomas, those are some great single-game stats, but for a lot of Bulldog fans, the most memorable game against Monterey came back in 1991, your freshman year, when only mere hours after the passing of the legendary Russell Richardson, a 3-4 Bulldog squad came up here to Monterey and beat an undefeated Wildcat team. The date was October the 25th, 1991, and here we sit at the same place 28 years later to the day, facing another undefeated Wildcat team. If you can, talk about that for a minute.
Well, Daniel, you know, just like everybody, I played a lot of ball all over wherever, a lot of games, but that's the one. I was a freshman. You know, you'd think that wouldn't be something you'd remember, but it's the most memorable game ever for me, and it was just the emotions of it, and honestly the result, too.
Yeah.
We went out, you know, you had Coach Walker was the head coach, Coach Eads up here, Coach David Threet, and there was a decision on whether or not to even play that game. And bus driver Chin Anderson, who's much more than a bus driver as we know, and the coaches got together, and, you know, the decision was made that if Coach Richardson knew there was a decision to be made, the one that he would make, so that's what they went with. They went and played. Monterey was undefeated, just like tonight. The parallels are kind of crazy, Daniel. You know, same night, same record. I've been rooting for Monterey all year because I wanted them undefeated tonight.
Right.
These Bulldogs come up here. It's just really unbelievable. And that team, like you say, 3-4 at the time, came up here, beat Monterey 20-6 on that night. Silence all the way up here, up the mountain, Daniel. We got here, Coach Eads never said much, but he spoke from the heart that night, and we could have killed for him, walked through walls, done whatever. We'd have beat Bama that night. And it went from there. We started rolling, finished the regular season, got in the playoffs, won a playoff game, only the second time, and I don't know how long, that we hosted one, and then won one and went to the second round and got put out by Franklin Road Academy, who eventually won the state championship that year. Just a great thing. A lot of people have been talking about it this week. We actually had a chance to talk to the team about it before the game at their pregame meal, so just a lot of motion here tonight, and looking for the same result because history repeats itself, Daniel.
I hope it does. Folks, we're going to take a break here, come back, do one more portion of About a Bulldog History.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations today.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, continuing about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Tonight we continue highlighting the black and gold squad that celebrates either a lustral or a decadal anniversary. Last week's team was 1979, who's celebrating their 40th anniversary. Tonight we turn the spotlight on to the 1989 team, who's celebrating their 30th anniversary. This is a team that you know very well, Thomas. You would have been in seventh grade at the time. Probably saw every game, knew every player. This was a good team. They had an outstanding 10-2 record. They put up 27.2 points per game offensively. That's best, not best, but eighth best all time as far as a scoring offense goes. They only allowed 10.1 points per game defensively. And this is a team that we saw tied for sixth in our Horizon Sports Power Rankings Top 10 that we did last year. So I'm going to go ahead and turn over and let you talk about them.
Well, like I said, Daniel, followed this one growing up. Besides my uncles, these guys were my inspiration to want to be a Bulldog. You know, you talk about the names you're fixing to hear, some of the guys I looked up to, and honestly, my idols, who I wanted to be at the time. And they included eight freshmen, Bill Diamond, Chris Reeser, Jason Cunningham, Jeremy Pettigo, Jerry Short, John Briggs, Kent Trowball, and Stephen Bailey. And those were some guys that, and this next group of guys also that are going to be on that 1991 team that came up here to Monterey and took them out. 12 sophomores, Chris Keene, David Maxfield, Douglas Netherton, Gary Bowles, John Bowles, Kevin Cunningham, Mark Ledbetter, Matthew Boone, Michael Adams, Philip Kirby, Roger Garrett, and Timmy Smith. And they were the seniors on that 91 squad, of course, and juniors, 12 of them too. Daniel, this is a big number team. Bill Pettigo, Hall of Famers Brent and Brian Burchett both, Eric Webb, Greg Collins, Jason Coons, Jeff Brown, Lane Boyce, Mike Briggs, Rob Holston, Scott Lynn, and Zach Birdwell. And just three seniors, Daniel, on a team that won 10 games. And we know all three of these guys. They're on the field here tonight as assistant coaches. You mentioned Bobby Tupi Kerr earlier, Jason Narhead Hamilton, and Stephen Nave Arms. Just legends in their own right, all Hall of Famers. And then the man we've been talking about all week and all night long, head coach by Russell Richardson. I guess that would have been his second to last year at the helm, Daniel.
Yes.
He coached in 1990, another great team, and assisted by my people, my coaches, Joe Neal Eads and Randall Walker, both Hall of Famers, managers, Edward Williams and Homer Daly, all legends in my eyes, Daniel.
Just one of those classic teams, one of the greatest in history. Let's go ahead and look at the schedule that they had that year. They opened up with DeKalb County, beat them 14-0, then had their only regular season loss to Franklin Road, 8-19. Then they won nine straight games. It was nine, including the playoffs.
Yep.
Beat Jackson County 10-9. Gordonsville 28-6. Watertown 32-6. Red Bullen 47-9. Livingston 35-9. Monterey 33-9. Ezell Hardin 22-14. And Baxter 54-14. Then they started the playoffs. Beat Trousdale County 27-20. One of only three times, at best of my memory, that we've ever bested the Yellow Jackets. And then they lost to who I think was the eventual state champs that year, Donaldson Christian. They had a Mr. Football winner, Scooter Edwards. They lost 16-42. How great was that Donaldson Christian team? Just outstanding. This day and age, we wouldn't even see a private school playing in the public school division.
Right. And we've seen that throughout history, Daniel.
Got a few stats real quick want to share here. Stephen Arms, that senior quarterback, threw for 1,223 yards that year and 12 touchdowns. Jason Hamilton and Eric Webb were the feature backs in the backfield. Webb had 905 yards. Jason Hamilton, 681 to go along with 13 touchdowns that he ran in that year, his senior year. Receiving core, Arguably the greatest receiver of all time is the Bulldog, Brian Burchett. This would have been his junior year. 823 yards, average 19.1 a reception. Defensively, they were led by Jeff Brown, just a nasty defensive player, deservedly to be a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. 90 stops for him. Ryan Burchett second with 84. Jason Hamilton, 82. Jason Coons fourth with 80 stops. And finally, Eric Webb with 74. So this was a group that got it done on both sides of the football.
They did, Daniel, and they were just dominant football players. We talked about that. There's a difference in an athlete and a football player. These guys are all true gridiron legends.
They were. Quickly now we'll share the cheerleaders from that year. Susie Copeland, Charlotte Webb, Monica Hay, Jenny Moore, Melody Brown, Nikki Masters, Penny Swint, and Julie Gentry. Of course, I'm sure every one of those ladies is married off now, and we like to give those maiden names, though, as they were back in 1989. And the football queen that year was Christy Pennington. Pick up next week's copy of the Dale Hall Horizon to see pictures of all them. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here on the Carquest Free Game Show, and it's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
All right, guys. Monroe County Falcons, 33-12 winners over the Hornets of Metcalf County last week, moved their record to 4-4. This week they host the Warren Central Dragons out of Bowling Green, big school. Clinton County moved to 5-2 after a 49-0 freeze out of the Polar Bears of Bracken County, Thomas.
Man, I tell you.
That's probably the worst pick of the year.
It was. had to go with them.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. This week, they host the Edmondson Bruins. County Wildcats. Joe Burns, 1-7 after 34-7 loss to Moore County Raiders last week. This week, they host Gordonsville in a game that we're going to pick here on the Rising Sports Network.
I'll go ahead and take the Red Devils. I look for them to get back on track tonight.
Well, I'll never pick Gordonsville ever in my life, so I'm going with Joe Burns, no doubt about it.
Well, I'm going against both of you. I think Gordonsville got a few guys back on the roster, healthy. I think they're going to win, but I don't carry that hate in my heart for Gordonsville like you do. But I understand why.
Right.
Cumberland County High School fell to 0-8 after 49-6 thrashing by Stone Memorial. This week they host the Bledsoe County Warriors. Gordonsville 2-6 after a 30-17 loss to Fayetteville. As we said a minute ago, they're at Joe Burns. Westmoreland, the Eagles 4-4 after a 27-6 loss to East Robertson. They host White House Heritage this week.
That's another one I lost.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah,
we're
me too.
The Eagles, aren't we, Coach?
I gotta shoot the Eagles down from now on. I can't go with them anymore. Pickett County idle last week. They remain 1-7. They're at Red Bullen this week. We're going to pick that one here in just a second, guys. White County, of course, beat the Bulldogs 21-18. They moved to 5-3 on the season. They host Macon County tonight. And Monterey remained 8-0 after being idle last week. And obviously, we're here for that game tonight.
That idle game last week may have been one of their tougher opponents of the year.
Well, I've got a little information I can share about their opponents here. If you want to know it, they're 16-51 overall, what their opponents are. Four of those wins are by Sale Creek.
Gotcha.
So half of the wins of their opponents are by Sale Creek, because we know how good they are, too. So. Anyway, Red Bull and Springs, their second week in a row, they had to forfeit to a Kentucky team, Hart County, Kentucky. They fell to 0-8, and they host Pickett County tonight. So,
Pickett, are they playing?
Well, I don't know. I'm picking Pickett just in case they don't. I don't know.
I'm going with Pickett because of the quarterback. Smith, I think his name was, a great athlete, enjoyed him shifting his feet and trying to avoid those Bulldog tacklers. The other night, I think he'll do the same to this Bulldog.
Well, but as I hate to admit, the Red Dogs beat me once upon a time, so I'm going with the Bobcats.
So it's unanimous. Everybody going with the Cats here. Bulldogs opponents 30-49 overall. Region 3A, Copper Basin's still in lead at 3-0. South Pitt 2-0. I think they play the last week of the regular season for that region championship. I'm not even going to let us predict that one, because I think we all know who's going to win that one. But
well, I talked to my Pirates insider, South Pittsburgh's own Terry Everett today, and he talked about Copper Basin. You know, decent team. They got a quarterback, I think, that just came back for them, and they're putting up some points. Not that they could handle the Pirates, but I think they're a decent team, Copper Basin, and we're seeing a first-round matchup with probably them and Gordonsville, so hopefully – win this one, that's who we'll see in the second round.
Well, guys, in our Rising Sports Network Big Kahuna Pick'em contest, right now we are, I'm trailing 3-3. I'm at the bottom, and both you and Daniel are 4-2. Now, we're not counting last night's game. We'll put that on next week's totals, and Daniel dropped his head when I said that. But either way, we're having a good time doing it. Folks, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. 15 minutes and 3 seconds, to be precise, from kickoff here in Marshy Monterey High School. Hope you stay with us after a few words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lieber, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip up the mountain to Monterey, where the 6-2 Dogs will battle the unbeaten Wildcats for the Region 4A title. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior utility man Peyton Van Dyne for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, we talked about coming down the home stretch last week. This is what it's all about this week, and appreciate you letting us come over and talk about it.
Hey, no problem, buddy.
And Peyton, good to have you here with us, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach, before we get to that, you suffered your second loss last week, but your team continued to show what they're made of with the way they battled back and gave it their all again over there in Sparta.
You know, and that's a much improved White County team. I know you look back in years prior, but, you know, they're still 5A. Coach Frazier has done a fantastic job with them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we played hard, we battled, but we made a few mistakes early and just never could recover from them.
Peyton, that White County team, like Coach said, they were no slouch.
Yeah, they were a really good team. They just executed and did all their plays right, man. They were just a really good team.
They were, and they looked good on paper too, Coach. Huge up front, you know, athletes across the board, 60 players on the sideline. I mean, you did pretty well to hang in there with them.
Absolutely, and you know, that was something we talked about early, you know, preseason as far as scheduling. We want to be tested. We want to, you know, why travel across the state to try to compete? Let's try to, you know, compete in our area and get better along the way. And that was just another step in the road. Unfortunately, you know, the ball didn't bounce our way, but I was proud of how our kids competed.
And Peyton, Coach talked about in the newspaper, you know, this team and you guys, you seem, you're not intimidated by anybody, size, whatever, it doesn't matter to this group.
Yeah, we got to keep in our mindset that we can't really even be beat. We got to keep pushing, make sure we do what we're supposed to.
And you guys did that, got down 14-0 and made a big comeback in the middle of the game, scored three straight, and we're kind of poised to win that one before White County kind of put it all together, Coach, and just put together a drive at 8 o'clock and basically won the game.
Well, and that's something that, you know, we were afraid of going into it is it's not so much, you know, grit or hustle or anything like that. It's just physical size is something we're not overly blessed with, and they just jammed it all up in there and direct snapped it to their 200 and probably 50-pound tight end, and, you know, here we come. It was not big plays. It was just, you know, killing the clock, trying to get us in position to where, you know, gave us around about a minute to score. But, you know, 3 and 4 yards, that's hard to battle.
It is, and but this team, like you've said all year long, you know, they don't back down from anybody. And a lot of that comes from this senior group you have. You leaned on them last week for sure, including this guy right here beside me. You know, Peyton and his class have really led the way for you, Coach.
Absolutely, and, you know, that's the most underrated statistic, I guess you can say, about this senior class is their leadership. And, you know, it's a bunch of guys that have suffered through a lot of turnover, you know, a lot of things throughout their career that they've just, hey, you know what, we're going to do it the right way, we're going to do it our way, and we're going to leave something that's going to be here for years to come. They take pride in that.
They do, kind of the group that we could be known as bringing football back. And, you know, Peyton's one of those guys that works hard in practice for you, Coach, and that's really valuable, you know, scout team, helping make the team better. And he also saw some time in that Pecos County game, too, and contributed there.
You know, absolutely. And you know, once I said it again, I've said it a thousand times here, selfless, just the overall team attitude. You know, hey, Peyton is just excited to be winning, you know, to be a part of that winning culture and turning things around. And, you know, he plays scout team offense, defense. You know, he's tough to throw the ball against. We try to mess with him, try to get some double moves when he's out there at corner. But, you know, he still plays it pretty well. Hey, he's pass first. You know, it's hard to throw the ball on him.
I understand. And Peyton, like Coach said, it's got to feel good to be part of history this year, honestly, with this team. You know, you already locked in a home first-round playoff game, and you got a shot at a region title tonight. That's got to be pretty cool, being a senior and being part of it.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's nothing I've been able to be a part of.
Right. So now, Coach talked about maybe the limited success and the turnover, and, you know, you've got a stable situation here with Coach Johnson. That has to be something you're proud to have, too.
Yeah, he's a really good coach. Coaches up to all of our wins. He does the job right.
Well, we won't brag on him too much, Peyton. But
easy now.
You know.
I won't be able to keep my headset on.
Coach, you know, the headline this week talked about how your guys being battle-tested after playing like you have against some of these bigger schools, including White County. How's that help going into tonight, the game of the year so far up at Monterey? And what's going to be a battle?
Well, you know, we've had our backs against the wall before. You know, we've played big games before. You know, we've played undersized before. You know, it's nothing new. It's business as usual, and that's really what we wanted. You know, I mean, hey, being 10-0 is great, but getting better, being tested, you know, being able to be poised to set up to make what could potentially be a playoff run is more important.
Right.
You know, to us from where we're sitting. So, and everything's worked out well for us. You know, there's a couple we wish we could have done a little bit better, done some things different. But, hey, you know, you live, you learn, and you grow. That includes as a coach and staff, as players, you know. And you know, that's good. You learn more from your losses than you do your successes.
And that's something that's a little different between you and the Wildcats. You know, I haven't really faced any adversity this year. I've kind of talked about how they've had a cupcake schedule so far. So, you know, when you take they're on a high up there and you guys just not got knocked down and learned something, that could be a difference here tonight.
It could be. You know, albeit, you know, some of those games, you know, we have to play too. The region, you know, poor, you know, Red Bull and Pecos County, it is what it is. But, hey, Bledsoe County's a really solid team, I thought. You know, I think that was their signature win of the year. But, you know, same thing they like doing. You know, they try to the surprise onside kick and try to get you in a snowball situation. You know, that's what they do. That's what they've done. And I expect the same thing.
And, Peyton, if you remember, went up there last year, second year in a row, we've got to go up the mountain, and it didn't go too well. I'm sure you guys are maybe looking for a little redemption.
Yeah, I hope so. We just really need to get this win.
And I'm sure, like Coach said, this team and everybody around the locker room, everybody's fired up for this one.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's getting ready for it. They know what's about to happen. It's going to be a good one.
And, Coach, we talked about it. Really no more motivation needed, but I had to bring it up there. Talk about last year. You know, we got it handed to us on your first trip back to your alma mater.
Yeah, it was not a pleasant trip. But, you know, obviously we weren't prepared. And, you know, albeit I hate bringing it up, but albeit the crazy situation and everything that happened last year, you know, these kids did the best they could. We tried to do the best they can. But, you know, we were behind the eight ball all year. and, you know, just to, I guess, settle in, gain some ground, and, you know, actually make it to the postseason was a testament to these kids' work ethic. But, you know, we've had a full off season. You know, our kids have bought in. You know, we've had some additions as far as players stepping up, also, you know, coaching staff-wise. So I expect, you know, a much, much improved score in that category, to say the least.
Yeah. And, Peyton, I'm sure you and the guys would love nothing better to win one for the old coach tonight.
Yes, that would be great. We'd have so much confidence to keep going and win more playoff games,
right,
and potentially win the state championship.
There you go. That's always the goal. Coach, we have to talk about it too. You know, Monterey's legit. You talked about them playing against Bledsoe County. They're solid across the board. You don't go 8-0 unless you're pretty good.
You don't. And that's hard to do. I mean, even if you got a great team and you're flying high, you know, sometimes you get complacent. And I feel like that's something they've not done, at all this year. They're really good at finishing games. They're coached extremely well. They don't make many mistakes. And, you know, just solid across the board. And that's something that's hard to battle with, you know, and I think at the end of the night, it's going to be the team that makes the least amount of mistakes. Turnovers is going to be a factor, special teams. You know, it's going to have to take a complete game to get in here and win this championship for either team.
And something we touched on, Peyton, could be a soggy night up there tonight. I think rain moving in later this evening.
Yeah, I hope not. If we get some rain, we just got to play hard, play our best, catch a ball.
Right, right. Coach, who's your favor? The weather, if it happens.
Say that again, please.
Who's the weather favor?
Well, I'll tell you this much. Just looking ahead, we practice in the pouring rain Monday. You know, we are going to do what we do, and, you know, we're going to make adjustments. And, hey, just be who we are. And, you know, it's got us this far. We've had success. You know, obviously there's going to be new wrinkles and little things week to week. But at the end of the day, I mean, we are who we are. It's got us here. Let's continue to be that and let the chips fall where they will.
I know everybody's excited, and there's nobody more excited than I am, guys. So good luck tonight, and appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Folks, we'll be back here with Coach Johnson next week to preview the Dogs' home season finale versus Red Bowling Springs. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
It's time for football here at Monterey High School. The Carquist pregame show has been cut short. We apologize to Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Wasn't able to get to it. Westmoreland Management keys to the game. And also the final word brought to you by Ashlock Strong Insurance. We love those sponsors, but they're ahead of schedule here tonight. Alec Kerr puts the boot to it, and we're underway. Monterey going to be starting at their own 35 as Kerr's kick goes out of bounds. Monterey will be traveling from left to right here. To start this contest, we'll go ahead and bring you the defensive starters who are brought to you by State Farm and their local agent, Daniel Burton.
Andrew Locke,
I'm sorry, I've got them all mixed up. Daniel Burton is with Farm Bureau. State Farm defensive starting lineup brought to you by their local agent, Andrew Locke. Nose guard, Dalton Goh. Defensive tackles, Wesley Walker and Wade Coons. Inside backers, White Burks with Ogletree and John Copeland. Outside backers, Bryson Burchett, Joseph Markham. Corners, Carson Sharp and Jimmy Burchett. And safety, Alec Kerr. First and 10, Wildcats. They have the football at their 35. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper right side. Good Bulldog defense is there. And a tackle was made. I think it was Bryson Burchett on the big hit. No, Joseph Markham.
It was the senior. Wyatt Burch came up, made first contact. The Dogs really strung that power sweep out, Daniel. And our freshman, Joseph Markham, finishing it off.
Tackle of the normal variety based on the spot of the football. Second and 10. Clock ticks, 11:30. It has rained for several hours continuously here in Monterey tonight. Got a soggy, wet field out in front of us. I'm sure by the end of it, it'll be a muddy mess. Second 10, Wildcats. Quarterback in the shotgun. Three wide to the left and a tight bunch set. One to the right. Bulldogs rushing six. Here's the snap. Hand off the fullback. It's Sobranis. He's hit. And a ball on the field. Clay County might come up with it. He got it. And on that recovery, was Bryson Burchett. They're saying that the football
Yes.
No,
they're going to say it's Monterey football. Fumble came out on the ground. Believe they may have missed that one. Third and seven. I'm not sure who the tackler was. Thomas, did you catch it amidst all the excitement?
Senior Will Ogletree coming up, knifing through, making the stop. Daniel, I think that ball was out. Of course, no replay here in high school, kind of like last week over in Sparta. But great play by the seniors. Dogs standing up early.
Third and seven. Ball at the Wildcat 38. Quarterback Jordan Key in the gun, a senior. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Key drops back to pass. Has time. There's under pressure. He's got a sack. Marked hard by Joseph Markham. The outside linebacker on the left. Defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson calling it up.
Dialing up the heat. Daniel got a good push inside from Gold and Wade Coons. Markham off the near edge here. Great play by the freshman, and what a start for this Clay County defense.
Monterey on the punt. Big tackle for loss made. That sack by Markham. The ball now at the Wildcat 33. Punter's on. I believe it's Borges. Kicks away. Kerr deep to receive. Lets it bounce. Going to stay away from it. Clay Kenny takes over with good field position. It appears to be at the Bulldog 38. 9 minutes and 40 seconds on this clock after the Wildcats go three and out. Great defense by the Dogs.
It was, Daniel, and like you say, a perfect start for Clay County here. We saw Monterey last year when they swamped us up here. Got a good start, got the ball rolling. That's what Clay County needs to do, grab momentum here early.
Offensive starters will bring to you when we can. Bulldogs playing quick. They break Cuddle, come to the line. Ashlock in the gun. Toss sweep to Carson Sharp. Left side, 40. Crosses in up to the 45 where he's brought down. Actually, Alec Kerr, not Carson Sharp. They run very very much alike. It is a pickup of what we'll call 7 for Kerr, setting up second and 3. We've called before that we'd like to see more touches for freshman Alec Kerr. Coach Johnson must agree. He's coming out giving it to him on the first play of the game.
I agree, Daniel. Just two carries in the last contest. Don't matter if it's raining, what if it's sloppy. Alec Kerr can put a foot in the ground and go the distance.
Second, 3, toss sweep to Kerr to the right. Lost the football, falls on it though. Going to lose yardage. We will credit Kerr with lost yardage on this carry. It's backed up now to the Bulldog 41. A loss of 4 for Kerr, setting up 3rd and 7. 8:45 and ticking. We are scoreless here at Medley Field. This is the region title game, essentially. Each team has another region contest after this in Region 4A. But this is for region supremacy. Bulldogs break Cuddle. Ashlock under center. Out backfield behind him. Ogletree the fullback. It's going to be option play. Left side. And it is a forward pass rather than a lateral. And it's going to be an incomplete pass. Bit of a sloppy option play out of Clay County. Fortunately for Ashlock, it was a forward pass rather than a lateral backwards.
This is a train wreck from the start right there, Daniel. I mean, a new play here for Clay County. We haven't seen the option all year long. Kerr, I think, was the back, got out a little ahead of him. Monterey had it sniffed out. That was the bottom line. And Ashlock, as you say, very fortunate. That was called a pass, as the Dogs are going to have to punt.
Ashlock on the punt. Ball rest at the Bulldog 41. Maximum protection set. No wideouts. Here's the snap from Burchett. Ashlock gets it. Kicks away. Going to be an end-over-end kick. Hits it. The Wildcat 32. Takes a big Bulldog bounce before it's fielded by a Wildcat. Carson Sharp there to make him reverse field. And a tackle quickly made by Will Ogletree along with Carson Sharp and Alec Kerr. Monterey's going to take over at the 8:07 mark of this first quarter for their second offensive possession. They'll start this one from what appears to be their own 30-yard line.
Daniel, this is what we're going to see all night long. We saw the fumble on the snap. You're going to see the ball on the ground in these conditions. It's going to be about ball control. We got a flag, Daniel. They're picking it up.
Holding against Clay County. Going to give Monterey pretty good field position here. I don't know that I've seen a holding call against the punt team.
Well, you know, it's pretty obvious blocking the back down here where Key picked the ball up, and that one didn't get called, but the holding did.
Okay,
all
that
it could be
yards,
was holding a gunner on the outside or something like that, trying to keep him from. I don't know what it is.
After the 10-yard penalties assessed, Monterey takes over first and 10 from their own 40. Key in the gun, two wideouts to either side. Handing off to number 4, Bowman.
Bowman's dropped after a short gain. Primary tackler, I believe, is Levi Garrett, perhaps.
That is Garrett.
Garrett not called as a defensive starter. I think Gold was out on the play. Gold comes back into the contest on what's going to be second and a pretty short eight.
Daniel, just old school football playing out right here in front of us under the tent. You know, straight ahead. We've seen Clay County under center for the first time this year. We see Monterey keeping it simple as they go four wide here, though.
Two wide either side for Monterey. Key in the gun. Running back at his left hip. It is another carry for Bowman. Bowman's going to be brought down by Wade Coons. Bowman sets Monterey up third and short after he has a nice gainer there on second down. Advances up to the Wildcat 48-yard line, 2 yards from midfield, setting up third and two.
I'd say just old-school power football right there, basically, Daniel. One back in the backfield, a little read option look just to give straight ahead. Coons holding up along with this Bulldog defense. Big third down here at midfield.
Third and two for Monterey. 6:54 and ticking on the clock. Scoreless ball game. Smokehouse backfield, 3 and 9 behind Key, who's under center. Hand off to the back man. It was Bowman. He gets the first down. Tackle is made by senior inside linebacker Wyatt Burks, but the Wildcats move the chains, advancing into Bulldog territory for the first time tonight. The ball sets at the Clay County 48-yard line.
First contact was short of the line of the game, Daniel. Nice spin move there by the Wildcat back. Good second effort to pick up that first down.
Monterey with it. 6:28 and ticking. Fresh set of downs. Monterey wearing black tonight with white helmets. Clay County dressed in white with black helmets. Monterey's driving from left to right from our vantage point on the top row of the bleachers. Key under center. Hand off to Bowman. The senior running back has it in the clear. He could go the distance. Carson Sharp, the only thing standing between him and the end zone. And he will be ran out of bounds deep in Bulldog territory. Down around the 5-yard line. We'll have to check the spot. That's one of the biggest plays Clay County's given up on the ground this year. The PA announcer here at Monterey High School says the Wildcats have it all the way down at the Bulldog 2.
Just blew open a hole up front there, Daniel. I think that was basically a counter look with the guard and tackle pulling from this strong side. Just blew up a big hole, and Bowman took advantage.
Hadn't seen the Bulldog defense get manhandled that way hardly all year. 5:50 and ticking. First and goal for the Wildcats. Powerhouse backfield. Key under center. 3 behind him. Quarterback, keeper, nothing doing there. I think, and there's a turnover perhaps. Clay County stopping the Wildcats. I don't know who forced it, but I know that Wade Coons is the one that recovered it. 5:41, Coach Edwards on this clock. Clay County's got it, but they're in a vulnerable place. Back up against their own end zone.
Hey, you know, Monterey went to Bowman four straight plays. It got down to the 2-yard line. Tried to let Key sneak it in. He probably coughed it up. Should have given it to Bowman again.
That's what we call getting cute. Clay County with it. Ball at the Bulldog 2, 98 yards away from points. Ashnock under center, most in the backfield behind him. Hand off to Ogletree. He works hard up the gut. Picks up a few. I do believe it was Will Ogletree on the carry. Going to have to wait and see. Cousin John nods his head, confirming it was the senior fullback.
Nice to have a spotter here beside us, Daniel, under the tent, especially as far as you can see down to this far end zone.
Clay County now, 2nd and 6 after a pickup of 4. It's Ashnock under center, another handoff to Ogletree, but an offensive infraction is going to be called against Clay County. False start. That's going to back them up 5 yards or half distance to go. I'm not sure. That's going to be a 3-yard penalty since it was on the 6. So now it's going to set it up on the Bulldog 3, 2nd and 9.
Got to be careful here, Daniel. Ball security on your own goal line. Keep something simple here. I wouldn't.
Hand off to Ogletree again. He gets a yard or two. Squirts out to the Bulldog 5. We'll call it a pickup of 2. Setting up 3rd and 5. A manageable 3rd down. Clay County doing a nice job with that defensive turnover, saving themselves when things looked hopeless there. If nothing else, if they can survive this play to punt and get the Wildcats backed up, that'll be a win.
Third and 5,
change of personnel on the field. We've yet to bring those offensive starters to you. We will try to do that the next time Clay County takes over on offense. Here we are. I said third and five. It appears to be third and seven. Ashlock in the gun. Fake. Rolls to his left. Passes away. We have a man. Going to have the first down and more. I'm not sure who the receiver was. Wesley Walker, the senior fullback, coming up with his biggest play of the season. Moving the chains for Clay County in what we hope will be a drive of epic proportions in Bulldog Gore.
I don't know for sure if he is play action to this side, Daniel, and they just dumped it over a free running end there to Walker as he hit out in the flat. He may have faked it to Walker before he dumped it to him. Not sure. Anyway, big play by the senior.
4 minutes and ticking. Ball snap from the Bulldog 16. Ball is on the ground. Monterey says they've got it, and the officials say they do too. Sloppy conditions here tonight. Probably an inch of rain or more is already falling on this field. And early we have a turnover out of both teams. Clay County with a little bit of breathing room now, though. 3:49 on this first quarter clock. We're still scoreless. Monterey's going to take over. And it looks like that football sets at the Bulldog 15.
Well, then you just have to look at that possession as a defensive stand, goal line stand, really. Got the fumble, moved it out a little bit, got the Wildcats backed up. Just look at it as the same drive and move forward.
First and 10 Cats, key in the gun, hand off to Sobranus. He's brought down. It's Coons. Coons accompanied by Burks. We're going to see if it's a tackle for loss. No, it is a gain. Pick up a 2, second and 8 now.
You know, Monterey's got a big offensive line up here. Pretty good size, solid across the board, but I don't think they have the speed and the agility of Coons and Goad and Walker and Copeland up there, and it's really showing so far, except for that big run early on.
Second and 8 for the Wildcats. 2 wide to the side. Key in the gun. Sobranus at his right hip. Here's the snap. Quick pass to the right side. It's caught. Quickly the tackle made. Primary hit was made by John Copeland. He was accompanied by other Bulldogs. Going to be third and about 4, perhaps a long 3, after the pickup of a few by Monterey on the quick pass. Definite 4-down territory. The ball sets now. And what the scoreboard shows is the Bulldog 7. Very hard angle for us to tell what's going on from this point in the bleachers. Third and 3. Wildcats back in that three-man stack in the backfield. Keys under center, 3 in a line behind him. 2 tight end set, hand off to the tailback, tries the gut, not much there. I doubt that he gets enough for the first. They're going to mark him around the 6, should be 4th and around 1.
You know, Dalton goes just dominating up front, Daniel. We see him get up off the top of the pile there, kind of shrugging his shoulders. He's here to play tonight along with that defensive front.
2:10 and ticking. 4th and 1. The ball sets at the Bulldog 6-yard line. Wildcats taking their time here. Same set, tight end to either side. 3 running backs in a row behind Key, who's under center. Here's the snap, handoff left side.
No, sir.
He's hit at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got it. It's going to be really close. It all depends on the spot of this football.
I think that was the freshman, Jimmy Burchett, coming up from the backfield there. Had everybody in the box. He walked up.
Clay County
stopped it up, and Burchett cleaned it up.
Clay County turns away the Wildcat offense one more time. Bulldogs take possession of it deep in their own territory. This potent, nasty, tough Bulldog defense has played great all year, and they're doing it tonight at Monterey in the first quarter. Scoreless game, minute 46. Clay County has it at their own 6-yard line. Ashlock in the gun, 2 wide to the right. Hand off to Ogletree. He tests the inside of his offensive line, picks up a few. Looks like they're going to mark him up around the 8, a gain of 2, setting up 2nd and 8. Clay County took over to round the 1:35 mark of this first quarter. As we said, at their own 6, now at rest at the 8. Ashlock in the gun, Ogletree behind him. 2 wide to the right. Toss sweep to the right, it's Ogletree. Has blocking out in front. Picks up the first down. We'll have to check the spot. The ball did originate on that play at the Bulldog 8-yard line. Chains are going to move. Clay County will prepare for the third play of the drive.
First time you saw a Bulldog out in space, Daniel. Coach, good call by Coach Johnson there. Just a quick pitch to get in around the corner, and Ogletree cut it up for a big first down.
It appears to me that the ball sets at the Bulldog 18. Ashlock in the gun, 52 seconds on the clock, and a timeout's going to be taken. Actually, a flag. False start against Clay County. Uncharacteristic for the Bulldogs. Now it's first and 15. That's going to back them up to their around their own 13-yard line.
Yeah, I don't understand that one for sure, Daniel. It looked like we were coming to the line when they threw the penalty. I thought you had to get set before you could have a false start.
40 seconds and ticking. Three wide to the left. Ashok in the gun. Hand off to Ogletree. The play started at the 13. Not much there for the senior that time. We'll watch the down marker across the way, see if it advances or retreats. It appears to me that they do not move it at all. No gain. Well, give him one, Thomas. They moved it about 6 inches. Second and 14. 15 seconds and ticking. Clay County may not get a playoff here. They're in the huddle. They do break quickly. Looks like they're going to try to. 6 seconds and ticking. Ball at the Bulldog 14. Ashlock in the gun. Rolls to his right, looking to pass. Screen pass set up. It's going to be deflected by a Wildcat defensive lineman. And the first quarter ends here at Medley Field. When we come back from break, Clay County's going to have it 3rd and 14. And we are scoreless here. This is Bulldog Football live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Back here at Medley Field, scoreless action starting this second quarter between the 6-2 Clay County Bulldogs and the 8-0 Monterey Wildcats. 3rd and 14 for Clay County. They have the ball at their own 14. Ashlock's going to be in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Ogletree is left hip. They're going to blow whistles and say we need 12 minutes to start this clock. Currently shows none, and now they've got it set. Ready for the snap. 3rd and 14. Probable passing down. Ashlock in the gun, gets the ball, does look to throw, has time, ball's away, nearly intercepted. Good defense there by Kevin Borges, a senior. Going to be another punting situation for Clay County. That was a five-play drive prior to this upcoming punt anyway. They picked up one first down. Clay County has picked up two first downs in the contest. Neither offense has had a lot of sustained success. Monterey with that big 47-yard run earlier.
Yeah, the big play has been it tonight, Daniel. Just banging heads so far here in this mud, really, in the middle of the field. As Ashlock gets off a low line drive punt, Wildcats going to take over about midfield. But as I said, Daniel, you know, this is what we expected. With the conditions here tonight, we've already seen a couple turnovers. We're seeing the ball on the ground. But what we're seeing is this Bulldog defensive front pretty much handling the Wildcat push so far tonight, with the exception of that big play, and that's the key here to the run to this contest.
You get the, definitely get the idea this is going to be a low-scoring affair here tonight, so points are going to be at a premium.
If I could, guys, you know, Monterey's averaging 42 a game.
Yeah.
And when you coming in, that it was a Monterey offense versus the Dog defense.
So far.
It has.
Key in the gun, three wide to the left. Hand off to a running back. He's going to be hit hard. Tackle made by Dalton Gove. Soberanis on the carry. He's a junior. Pretty good running back. Picks up about five. Setting up second and five for Monterey. Ball advanced up to the Bulldog 45-yard line. This drive started for Monterey right at midfield.
pretty good play there for the Wildcats, besides the long play, one of their best runs of the night, even though they just picked up five, Daniel. That's a win for Clay County right there, as Alec Kerr came up to make first contact to allow Goad to come to the sideline to clean it up.
11:05 and ticking here in the second quarter action. Scoreless ball game. Key in the gun. Two wide to the right, two wide to the left. Silveranus at his left hip. Here's the snap. Jet sweep around left side.
Boom.
Hit's going to be made by John Copeland along with others. Alec Kerr flying up. Wade Coons also out there. And Joseph Markham. Pick one out, Thomas.
Well, I'm like you. I think it pretty much Alec Kerr came up from his safety position like he always does. Jimmy Burchett was up there too, Daniel. Just a great play by that Bulldog defense. But it was John Copeland setting the edge, like you said, making first contact.
Going to be a loss of one for the Wildcats on that play. Setting up third and a short six. Key in the gun, two wide to either side. Bowman at his left hip. Here's the snap. Quarterback rolls to the left under pressure. He's got a rebound down. Ball home. Recovered by Monterey. Monterey going to maintain possession here. Going to be fourth down. We're going to call a sack. Dalton Goad. His first of the contest. He had three last week. Early here, not early, but in the back half of his junior campaign, he's already the all-time Bulldog sack leader. He did that last year and only his second season. Fourth and a bunch for Monterey. We'll call 11. Takes them out of four-down territory. That's what was important there about Goad sack.
It was, Daniel. And what I'd like to see right here is Kerr have a chance to field this punt. Let's see somebody in space tonight. And Alec Kerr, he's going to have the advantage. Oh, and the punt.
Bassam-Burchett on the field, and we're going to have Clay County take over with great field position. Credit Bryson Burchett with a tackle. He brought down the punter. It was a bad snap. Went over the punter's head. The Wildcat punter did safely recover. Bryson Burchett there to make sure he didn't get a return, and Clay County takes over at the Wildcat 29-yard line with a wonderful opportunity here at the 10:01 mark of this second quarter. 29 yards away from points. Ashlock in the gun. Toss sweep left side. Alec Kerr. He tries to get to the edge. Gets there. Cuts up field. Nice gainer for the freshman as he's forced out of bounds. Short of the six, though.
I like this little, I don't know what you call that, speed sweep, I guess, Daniel. Just a quick toss to get him running as he goes to the sideline. And you know what Kerr does with it when he gets the corner.
Going to bring those offensive starters to you. Offensive line left right up front. Wade Coons, Levi Garrett, Seth Eads, Dalton Goad, and John Hamilton. Receivers, Wyatt Burks, Bryson Burchett, Jimmy Burchett, Will Ogletree running back, Jack Ashlock quarterback. Ashlock in the gun. Going to be a quarterback keeper left side. He's going to be close to first down yardage. That play should have started from around. He picks up one, so we'll find out here. They're spotting it now.
I think it started about the 22, Daniel.
Should have, yeah. Pick up a 7. You credited with Kerr on first down. So call a pick up a 2 for Ashlock on second down. Setting up 3rd and 1. The ball is at the Wildcat 20. 8:55 and ticking here on this second quarter clock. 4-down territory for the Bulldogs. Ashlock's going to go under center. High backfield behind him. Ogletree the fullback. Quarterback keeper on the sneak. Jake picks up the first down. Going to move the sticks, get a fresh set of downs for the Bulldogs. You get the feeling that this is a huge drive. We cannot squander this wonderful opportunity here. Going to have to get points, Thomas.
I agree with you, Daniel. And a good call by Coach Jake Johnson right there. Just keeping it simple in these conditions, lowering the head of Ashlock. He's the big body back, just like you said last week, and he picks up that first down.
1st and 10, Clay County. The ball at the Wildcat 17, according to the scoreboard. Having to rely on them a little bit. Pick up a 3 for Ashlock on that quarterback keeper. Ashlock now. Toss sweep right side. Alec Kerr. He's up to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Alec Kerr! No! Yes, there it is. There's the signal. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And the Viking Gold is third here in the region championship game at Beverly Hills.
Just another speed sweep. Give the kid the ball on the edge and see what he does. And he puts it in the end zone, Daniel. Huge touchdown for Clay County right here. Momentum swinging. You see the hands on the hips already of the Wildcats. This is a big score for Clay County.
Monterey maybe has not trailed this year. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you, Thomas, but the body language there by Monterey defense is pretty telling.
Clay County going to go for two here in these sloppy conditions. Ashnock under center, quarterback keeper left side, gets north and south, close to the line, looks like he's brought down short.
No good.
2-point try, no good. Clay County in front, 6-0 at the 8:08 mark of this second quarter on a rainy night in Monterey.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue. Home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here, Clay County in front after that 17-yard touchdown run by freshman Alec Kerr. 6-0, the score of the 2-point try, no good. Clay County's had woes this year when it comes to extra point kicking and 2-point tries. Hopefully something they can get straightened out. Kerr on to kick off here to the Wildcats, 8:08 mark of the second quarter. Puts his foot to it. Going to be fielded by the Wildcats around their own 20. Here comes the receiver. Up to the 30. Across to the 35. Before he's brought down, somebody wearing long black sleeves, Thomas, do you know who it was?
Alec Kerr, 44, I think.
Give it to him.
He's all over the field, Daniel.
Wildcats take over.
Got to go back to that last drive, Daniel. Got good field position, but capped it off with a score. And it's the speed sweep. That's what I'm going to call it, unless you know something different to it.
Kind of a
quick pitch
yeah.
Out to the side. You hit Kerr in stride, already stepping. He gets the corner, and he's got great blocking on the outside. I think it'd be the tackle on this side would be Coons kind of sealing the edge, and then the wide receiver's doing a good job on the outside, too. Jimmy Burchett threw a nice block to spring Kerr to get to the pylon and to score. Clay County ahead in this one.
Monterey has it from their own 35, 1st and 10, handing off to Sobranis, brought down, hit hard. John Copeland in there along with Will Ogletree. I think Ogletree probably was that primary tackler. Pick up a 3 for Sobranis, setting up 2nd and 7. Monterey, not a team that plays quickly, so they're going to see some time chew away here, which is fine by me. Clay County in front, as we said, 6-0. Wins against the Wildcats have been few and far between here in the 21st century. We said during our history segment we were 5-14 since the turn of the century against the Wildcats.
You see Alec Kerr walked up tight from his safety position, 1-on-1 on the outside of here, Daniel, and here comes
2nd and 7. Tackle's going to be made by Bryson Burchett. Soberanus was the ball carrier trying to get around left side. He did pick up about 2, setting up 3rd and 5 for Monterey. Big play here as the rain starts to come down harder on Medley Field.
Getting steady out here, Daniel. There's no doubt about it. The field's starting to get chewed up a little bit here between, the 30s. And it's just a slop fest here tonight. And Clay County's on the board. That's huge right now in a game like this.
Ball sets in the Wildcat 40, 3rd and 5, T in the gun, Bowman in his right hip, a tight end and a wide out to either side. Here's the snap. T looks to pass, ball's away. Offensive pass interference is going to be called against the Wildcats. The Wildcat receiver shoving away Carson Sharp. This is going to go against Monterey.
Just a moon ball right there, Daniel. Isolated out there with Sharp on the island on the far side. Go route down the field. Ball was underthrown. And like you say, the receiver came back to it.
They're calling this against Clay County, and I am flabbergasted. It was offensive pass interference, folks, if I've ever seen it before.
I agree. The receiver coming back to the ball gave Carson Sharp a shove. He was stride for stride with him, Daniel. I didn't see a grab at all, and that's what a holding call is.
I'm not one to harp at officiating. I think week in, week out, they've got a hard job and do a good job of it, but I definitely think that was missed. Okay. Ball sets at the 50-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Wildcats, 6:33 on the clock after what was a free first down for them. T Key in the gun, wide out to either side. Hand off to Bowman. He has a nice game before he's brought down by Joseph Markham along with John Copeland and White Birch. 6:22 and ticking. Pick up of what we'll call six on first down, setting up second and four. Monterey preparing to snap on the fifth play of this drive. Here in the second quarter, they drive from right to left from our vantage point.
Going off to the sidelines here, Daniel. I don't know if he got a little banged up or if we're actually seeing some rotation in his front as the freshman Levi Garrett goes to nose guard.
Key in the gun. Hand off to Bowman. He drives the middle. Gets close to the sticks, but will be short, I believe. Tackle made. Garrett coming up off the ground. I believe he was there at the bottom of the pile.
He was. Submarine through, and then Coons and Walker just collapsed on top of him. Great game tackling by the Clay County defense so far. And I think we're going to see maybe a measurement here, Daniel.
We do have official timeout on the field. The white hat was trying to eyeball it from the left hash all the way back across the field. He decided his eyesight couldn't be trusted. Going to bring the chains out. I want to go ahead and mention that Sonic K8 will be putting on their big annual Fall Carnival Festival coming up tomorrow night down at the school there in Salina. I've got some information from my Aunt Debbie Jones here. She asked me to share. Says make plans to eat supper at the Fall Carnival tomorrow night starting at 4 o'clock. Going to have walking tacos, barbecue sandwiches, nachos, cheese, and a whole lot more. Games will be from 4 to 7. The always popular option will be at 7 o'clock. And just a great night, always a big crowd. Something I enjoyed as a child. I know my son Fletcher loves going. They're looking forward to that tomorrow night. We'll try to mention it again later. Monterey's going to be short. It's going to be third and a foot for the Wildcats here. 5:42 mark of the second quarter, Clay County in front 6-0.
They are, Daniel, and I'm highly impressed, as we have been all year long, by this Clay County defense. This is old school pounding ground football, just getting dirty in the trenches. And we know who's winning that battle so far.
74th meeting between these teams, as we mentioned, no love lost. This is the perfect game for them. They dislike one another. They hate one another. Clay County was beat up here on this field last year 50-6. That's a burden they've carried for 11 months now going on to this night. So we're seeing a great matchup. Third and a foot. Key in the gun. Wide out and a tight end either side. Quarterback keeper left side picks up. Oh, he hit hard. And it's going to be Eric Kerr flying up like he shot out of a gun from his safety position. And I'm not sure if Key got the first down.
He's right at the 40, Daniel.
They give him the first down, but I tell you what, he may have got that 12 inches he needed, but Eric Kerr made him pay.
There's nothing better than to watch an aggressive safety. Daniel, and Alec Kerr is the epitome of that. He's walking up tight, man up on the outside. He's leaving it to Jimmy Burchett and Carson Sharp. That way he can come up and be shot out of a cannon, just like you said, and make a stop like that. They did pick up the first down, but that gets me excited.
5:05 and ticking here in the second quarter. Ball at the Bulldog 40. Wildcat snapping on the seventh play of the drive. Key in the gun. Wide out and the tight end to either side. Key looking to pass on first and 10. Rolls to his left. Ball's away. Going to be caught by the Wildcats. Tackle made by Alec Kerr. Monterey takes it down into the red zone for the Bulldog 19. Nice pitch and catch here in the rain.
It was, Daniel, but it was another underthrown ball. Jimmy Burchett stride for stride on the outside, and the ball was underthrown, and the Wildcat got his cleats in the dirt first, stopped, turned around. Jimmy Burchett slid down. Good coverage by the freshman.
Yeah.
Just unfortunate that was underthrown, and a big play for Monterey.
First and 10 Wildcats. Ball at the Bulldog 19. 4.5 minutes left here in the first half. Clay County in front, 6-9. Wide out a tight end to the side. Hand off to Sobranis. He's up the middle. Going to be tackled. He does pick up a pretty nice game, though. Tackle's going to be made. I'm going to call it Kerr. Now, Coons was there, too. You may have seen better than me, Thomas, but Alec Kerr, the main stopper on the play.
It is, Daniel. And, again, being aggressive. He's reading every run, knows which side to go to, and he's coming up. He's just got a nose for the football. He's a football player, Daniel. He's a dude out there.
Second and 3. Pick up a 7 on first down. Under 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. Tight end and wide out to either side. Key in the gun. Sobranis is left hip. Hand off to Sobranis. He fights, picks up the first down yardage before he's stopped by a host of Bulldogs.
I see those white leggings there of, I believe that's Wade Coons coming off the bottom of the ball, Daniel. I think we'll have to give him credit, but you also have the senior Wesley Walker crashing in from his tackle position.
10th play of this drive coming for Monterey. They started at their own 35. They've currently pounded it all the way down to what appears to be the Bulldogs 7. First and goal from there. 3.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Key in the gun. Tight end and a wide out to either side as they've been doing. Bowman at Key's left hip. Clay County in its five-man front. Outside linebackers are walked up. Key keeps it. He does pick up some yardage. Gets down inside the Bulldog 5. Just barely across it. Looks like the low man on the pile for Clay County.
That's John
number
Copeland.
Two, White Burks, and Copeland, you say, was the man?
Copeland got the penetration there over the top, Daniel. Burks may have got him around the ankles, but just a great play by the junior Copeland. As we see the big guys come in here, Daniel, the senior Jonathan Maynard is going to be here on this goal line stand. And I think we see another white jersey. That'd be Wesley Huff, or maybe Matt White, I think.
It's tough. Heavy set in for both teams. Monterey changing out the personnel, too. They're playing slowly. 2:35 and ticking here in the first half. Second goal. Ball at the Bulldog 5. Key under center. Three backs behind him. Hand off to the tailback, and he's hit by Gold in the backfield. Tackle for loss made by Ball State Jr., and he's pumped up. 2:20 and ticking.
We've said it all year, Daniel. This Bulldog defense loves these goal line situations. You already saw a goal line stand on the other end with a fumble. And you see Gold knifing through right there, making the tackle for loss.
Wildcats
retreat
to the Bulldogs 7 after a loss of 2. Third and 7 for Monterey. Under 2 minutes now on the clock. Second quarter action. Wishbone backfield, actually power eyes, cheated to the right side. Toss sweep to Bowman. Can he get the edge? He's trying. He's at the 5. He's brought down short of the goal line. A flag did come out. This likely is going to be holding against the Wildcats. Typically, that's what it is when you see a flag thrown there at the line of scrimmage. It would be 4th and about 3 if it was not, but it is holding. I assume Coach Johnson will accept this and back them up 10. They'll have it 3rd and goal from around the 13, or 4th and goal from the 3, and they do back them up.
First penalty of the night on Monterey.
Besides the hold, we've had a chance there. Bryson Birch is getting flat, stretching it out, and then that was Birch coming up and making the stop. All for naught, though.
All for naught. It's going to be 3rd and goal from the Bulldog 13, minute 42 on the second quarter clock. Clay County in front, 6-9. Alec Kerr with that 17-yard touchdown earlier on. Key is going to be under center. Power eye backfield behind him. Fullback is offset to the left. Toss sweep, left side. Bowman trying to get the edge. Kerr there to make the stop, though. Alec Kerr with another stop. He leads the squad in tackles tonight. The carrier advances up to the Bulldog 9. Well, they'll have it 4th and goal. Going to be tough here for the Wildcats. Clay County's defense has been playing pretty good tonight other than the one big play that they gave up earlier on in the first quarter.
We see the seniors coming off the field, and Jimmy Burchie coming back out at corner, and Walker coming in. They're probably going to hit the edge here, I'd say, Daniel, maybe even go to the air on this last gap before the half for the Wildcats.
4th and goal. Ball of the Bulldog 9. Key in the gun. Too wide to either side. Quarterback rolls to the right. Has time to throw. Thinks about running. Still looks to throw. Balls away. Deflected. Actually intercepted by Carson Sharp. The sophomore defensive back gets a little bit of retribution, Coach Edwards, after that bad defensive pass interference call that he had earlier against him. Going to be a touchback. He did intercept it in the end zone. Clay County turning away the undefeated Wildcats one more time.
Under a minute to go here in the half, Daniel. You have to thank Coach Jake Johnson deep in his own territory here. Maybe play it safe. We could even see a knee or two.
44 seconds, as you say. Bulldogs break huddle. The ball is at the 20. They're 80 yards away from the Wildcat end zone. Ashlock in the gun. Bunch set to the left. Toss sweep to Kerr, left side. 25. Run out of bounds around the 26. Clock will stop. We have a flag on the field, our spotter says. It's over on the Bulldogs sideline. Not sure what it might be. Probably a hold. It is holding against the Bulldogs. Wildcat faithful cheer that very loudly. Bay County in front, 6-0, 35 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Rain continuously falling here at Medley Field. Clay County's going to be backed up to their own 12-yard line now. After that holding penalty, still going to be first and what we'll call 18. It looks like it happened 2 yards downfield. Clock's running now. Bryson Birch and Alec Kerr split to the right. Looks like White Burke split to the left. Ashlock in the gun. Quarterback keeper right side. He's at the 15. Up to the 20. Another flag throw. No doubt going to be another hold against Clay County. 12 seconds on the clock as that penalty flag brings the clock to a stop.
You know, we've seen the Stripes get involved in this game quite a bit here in the first half, Daniel. You know, fortunately, we're looking to run out the clock here anyway, but they made a big impact here in this first half at Monterey with back-to-back holding calls here. You know, it's time to maybe get into the locker room right here and get rid of this.
First and what we'll call 23. 10 seconds and ticking. Clay County hadn't even been able to take a snap. I would be very content just to walk on in, but the Bulldogs quickly break huddle. 2 seconds. 1 second. Now the buzzer does sound. Action ends here at Medley Field for the first half. Clay County's in front, 6-0. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs! From Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Soggy Monterey for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and I'm happy to tell you that Clay County leads 6-0. Here in a slop fest on the mountain, and what a game has it been so far, just an old school ground and pound battle of wheels, going on in the middle of the field for the most part. Monterey got the ball first and had to punt with swap punts to start the game. Then they broke a big 47-yard run to set them up on the goal line. Fortunately, Clay County stood up tall, forced a fumble, Wade Coons recovered it, but we returned the favor, and on the next, possession, Clay County fumbled it back, and that's kind of what it's been all night long until we had a break go our way. After a big gold sack on third down. Monterey went to punt. A bad snap sailed through the punter's hand, and Bryson Burchett, the junior, covered it up on the 29-yard line. From there, Alec Kerr took a jet sweep to the outside from 17 yards out for your only score of the first half at the 8:08 mark. The two-point conversion was no good, and Clay County leads 6-0 here at halftime. Thanks to a Carson Sharp interception that ended another Monterey advance right before the half. So, again, a defensive struggle going on here on the mountain. Clay County has run a total of 15 offensive plays for 62 yards. They've rushed 11 times for 51 yards. And Ashlock is 1-for-4 for 11 yards in the first half. The senior Will Ogletree has 5 carries for 19 yards. Alec Kerr has 4 carries for 27 yards, including the 17-yard score. And Ashlock has carried twice for 5 yards. The freshman Joseph Markham has 1 tackle. Will Ogletree has 3. The freshman Levi Garrett has 2. Wade Coons having a big night with 3 and a recovered fumble. The senior Wyatt Birch has 3. Carson Sharp has 1 and the INT. John Copeland has 3, 1 for loss. Dalton Goad having a big night so far. 3 tackles, 1 for loss, and a big sack. The freshman Jimmy Burchett coming up with 1 tackle. Alec Kerr leading the way. He's walking up from his safety position and making tackles up near the line of scrimmage. He's got 7 here in the first half. Junior Bryson Burchett has 2. And Wesley Walker has 1. Again, here at halftime, Clay County leads 6-0 in Monterey.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it.
With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian BioScience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian BioScience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, getting ready for this third quarter. It's very close to that. Coach Edwards is going to kick over to you. Just give us whatever you'd like.
Well, Monterey stats here real quick. 124 yards of total offense. 22 rushes for 98 yards, led by freshman Mason Bowman. 11 rushes for 75 yards, including that big 47-yard burst there. Passing senior Jordan Key, 2 for 2 for 26 yards and one interception. Receiving, Monterey led by sophomore Chandler Bowden, 1 catch for 22 yards.
Any scores? You want to give a Budget Pest Control scoreboard update?
Well, just only one score I could find much here at halftime. Joe Burns trails Gordonsville 14 to nothing.
The Red Devils are a second-half team.
Perhaps
they'll come back on that one. You know, that's a game between the team that's 1-7 and the team that's 2-6. I count both of them quality programs just having down years, I guess.
This is pretty much the loser of that game is going to go to South Pitt in week one. First round of the playoffs.
Well, you know, we were there once upon a time, too. Now, we're 7-3. I remember in 2008, we went 7-3, finished fourth in the region. The region was real strong that year. Coach Brown said, man, we got to go to South Pitt, you know. I said, that's okay. We want to be there. We want to be in the playoffs. At that time, it had been 5 years since we'd made an appearance. So I'm sure either of those programs will be glad to have that postseason game.
Get some young guys another game on their belt.
Probably. Right. Here we go. Third quarter action underway. Here's the kickoff. It's going to go into the end zone. A nice kick by that Wildcat kicker. I'm not sure who it was, but he got off of it.
72.
That is going to be Rainey Talon, the senior. A fine kicker.
It's an appropriate name for tonight.
It is. Rainey. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but it's R-E-N-E. Anyway, first and 10, Clay County going to take over deep. At their own 20. Tall task here, 80 yards away from points that could send them up by two possessions. Ashlock in the gun, speed sweep left side, tossed out at Kerr. He's up to around the 25-yard line where he's going to be taken down. That's been the bread and butter tonight for Clay County. Evan Kerr probably touched it as much tonight as he has the last three or four games combined, and I am proud to see it. I've been wanting to see a healthy dose of the freshman. He only carried it twice against White County last week. And I'm glad to see us putting it in his hands. He is dangerous. 11:34 and ticking here in the third quarter. Clay County in front, 6-0. Pick up of what we'll call four. Four Kerr there on first down. The ball at the Bulldog 24-yard line, 2nd and 6. It's going to be Kerr and Bryson Merchant split to the right. White Burks playing tight end also to the right. False start, Clay County. What's happening here, folks? Coach Johnson has put in a double motion this week. We're flipping a tight end and, that is White Burks, and also flipping fullback Wesley Walker simultaneously. They're getting over there and getting set, and I saw it that time. White Burks got his hand on the ground, and prior to the snap, he flinched. He picked that hand back up. White not used to playing in a three-point stance. He's usually a stand-up wideout, and it's caused us a few problems tonight.
It has, Daniel. I like the formation. It's basically just an overload to this side as Burks comes over and then the speed sweep to get Kerr on the edge, and it's been working tonight.
2nd and 11, same set. Ashlock in the gun. Toss sweep this time. It's Will Ogletree. He's up to the 20, and he's hit. Brought down hard. Maybe a gain of one for Will. That's what we'll call it. A pickup of one for Ogletree on 2nd and 11, which sets up 3rd and 10. Typically a passing down. These sloppy conditions at Medley Field tonight may make Coach Johnson go with something else. Coach Johnson coming back to his alma mater for the second time as a head coach. Clay County lost up here last year 50-6. Right now they're ahead 6-0. 10:25 and ticking in the third. Ashlock in the gun, running back at either hip, two wide to the left. Hand off to Alec Kerr. He's around the left side, up to the 25, now up close to the 30, where he's going to be brought down short of the sticks, though. A nice pickup. We'll have to check the spot for the official yardage. They are going to spot it at what we'll call the Bulldog 27-yard line, so a pickup of 7. Four Kerr setting up 4th and 3, and it's going to be a punting down for Clay County.
Well, first time we've seen Coach Johnson, go to a two-back backfield, basically turn Ogletree into a lead blocker on the same type sweep, getting Kerr to the edge. Ogletree cleared it up. Nice gain there.
Clay County
going for it.
Clay County, 4th and 3, deep in their own territory in the 27. Ashlock in the gun, brings motion in the backfield. We are going to run a play. Hand off to Kerr. He gets the first down. Gutsy call by Jake Johnson, and Clay County converts. Alec Kerr, the freshman, sticking his foot in the ground on the jet sweep, getting north and south, right off of the block of the right tackle and tight end, and moves the sticks. That could have been the play of this game.
It could have been, Daniel. Like you say, gutsy by head coach Jake Johnson, but if you're going to have guts, give it to your guy, and that's Alec Kerr tonight. He's got the vision, coming horizontally here, saw the end, come upfield, put his foot in the ground, like you say, lowered the shoulder, picked up a huge first down for Clay County.
Bulldogs with the ball. The ball sets at the Bulldogs 32-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. Hand off to Kerr. 30. We've got a penalty flag. Going to be called another hold, no doubt, against Clay County. Blocking the back, Kerr. Spotter John Weaver says, you concur, Coach?
Blocking the back on number 30.
Will Ogletree picking up the block in the back. That's going to move us back a healthy chunk of yardage. Back. 9:08 here on this third quarter clock. Nasty conditions. We've said it once. We've said it a bunch. We'll continue to say it. Rain continuously through this contest. Huge penalty against the Bulldogs after the great fourth down call. It's now first and 25 after what was a big penalty. The block in the back against Ogletree. The ball sets at the Bulldogs 17. Ashlock in the gun. Quarterback keeper left side. 20. Gets up to about the 23 where he's brought down. Positive yardage there. Picked up for the senior quarterback. Clay County now getting ready for the sixth play of this drive. It started at the Bulldog 20. Clay County got a first down. The big penalties backed them up behind the 20, and Ashlock moved it out to the 23 now with his carry. Pick up a three for Jake. Toss sweep, left side, Alec Kerr gets to the edge. Not much more, though. Kerr advances up to around the Bulldog 25. We'll have to check the official spot. The official spot in the ball tonight been doing a nice thing for each offense. He's holding that football and up to his chest with both arms covering it, waiting until the center comes up to the line before he puts it on the ground, trying to keep it as dry as possible. The ball will be spotted at the Clay County 25. Third and 17. Ashlock in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Ogletree at his left hip. Here's the snap. Jake looks to pass. Has time. Ball's away. Incomplete. Trying to hit White Burks on a tight end out. Clay County now will be punting on fourth down, I've no doubt.
Tough break for Clay County right there on that block of the back. Had got the momentum of the first down pickup on fourth down there. Had things kind of rolling. Laundry on the field just killed it, Daniel. Not much you can do when you're... What was it? I think second or first and 25 from your own 17.
Right. Clay County does chew up 4 minutes and 24 seconds of game clock with that opening drive of the third quarter. Short kick by Ashlock. This one is going to give Monterey good field position. The official is trotting down the far sideline looking to spot it now, and he is still not stopped. A net of 1 yard on that punt for Ashlock. The ball's going to be at the Bulldog 31. Really shanked that one off to the left.
Good, Daniel. There's no bleachers on the far sideline for Clay County, where the Clay County bench is, and that one went over in the woods.
It did, maybe in the street. There used to be bleachers over there back in our playing days.
There were.
Monterey takes over, first and 10. Short field. Already four down territory at the Bulldog 31. Key in the gun, two wide to either side. Tied in, or a tailback is right hip. Little quick screen to the right, and it's going to be a tackle for loss. Wade Coons and others there to make the stop. The sophomore defensive tackle played great last week at White County, and he continues it tonight. Had a big recovered fumble earlier on. We'll have to ask Coach Johnson who forced that one after the fact, Thomas. That was a great play back in the first quarter. Loss of three for Monterey, and if they keep doing that, they'll quickly be out of four-down territory. It's now second and 13. The ball will be spotted at what I'm going to call the Bulldog 34.
Ticking under 7 minutes to go here in this third quarter, Daniel. And, Clay County, like you said, ran some clock, if nothing else, with that last drive.
Key in the gun. Does look to pass. Whistles blow. We're going to have a false start against Monterey. Sloppy field conditions, sloppy play out of each team concerning penalty yardage, Coach.
That's number 24 on the far side, Borjas, I believe. He just took off way before the ball was snapped. That's easy call. I call that from up here.
Second and around 18, 17 perhaps after the penalty. 6:20 and ticking here on the clock. Clay County in front, 6-0. We said this would be a low-scoring game, and that has lived up to be the case. Key in the gun. Soberanos at his left hip. Key looks to pass. Has time. Ball's away. He's throwing deep, and it will be incomplete. Nice coverage by Jimmy Burchett, the freshman. I've been so impressed with his fine play this season since he came in during the third week of the year, filling in for the injured junior Jacob Burnett, who broke a bone in his foot. Jimmy's just done a great job.
He has, Daniel. And again, like I said earlier in the first half, these guys are on an island out there by themselves. Jimmy Burchett locked up man-to-man. Carson Sharp locked up man-on-man on the other side. Most of the time, you got some safety help from Alec Kerr. But he had seven tackles in the first half. We know where he's at. He's walked up right behind those linebackers.
Yeah.
Coach Mike Dickerson loading the box, bringing some pressure off the edge again that time with the other freshman, Joseph Markham, and I like what he's doing.
Third and 17, key to pass, rolls to his left, has time, balls away, deflected, Wade Coons knocking it down. A great play.
I love the attitude of Wade Coons. Great technique, flattened his guy out, knew he wasn't going to get to the quarterback, stuck the hand up, knocked it down, turned around, looked at the Wildcats on the sideline and nodded that head, Daniel. You got to love it.
5:10 and ticking. There is a flag on the field. Typically, the clock will stop, but I'm not going to say a word because Clay County's in front 6-0. They're trying to sort out this. Clay County is going to accept this big penalty against Monterey. Back them up for third and a bunch. It would have been 4th and 17. Now it's going to be third and around 30-something. I don't really know which way you go there. 4th and 17 is a pretty nice place to be.
It is. As the clock does continue to run, Daniel, I think everybody's ready to get out of here with those weather conditions, including the referee.
At this moment in time, with that Clay County lead, I'm content.
I am too.
We're going to call it now third and about 28 or so as the ball sets at the Bulldog 49-yard line. Monterey going to have two plays to do it. Maybe we can stop here and they'll have to punt. Key goes under center. I backfield behind him. Two wide to the left. Whistles blow again.
Force a timeout, I think, there. Coach Dickerson bringing the heat. White Burke's coming up the middle. And I think the Coach Hughes over here may have called a timeout.
First timeout of the game. Take him either squat. Monterey calling this one. We're going to go ahead and go to one of our first few breaks here tonight, Coach Edwards, on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or...
Third and a bunch for Monterey. Key rolls to the left. Has time to throw. Ball is away. Carson Sharp's there. It's intercepted. And it's not Carson Sharp. It's somebody else. Bryson Burchett with his second interception in his many weeks. A nice return by the junior gives Clay County the ball at the Bulldog 49-yard line.
Great job by the junior, Daniel. Drop into coverage because the quarterback rolled to this near sideline and then did a throwback across the field as this Clay County crowd goes crazy on the Bryson Burchett interception to stop the threat.
Clay County playing quickly. They've already broken huddle. Burchett and Burke split wide to the right. Jimmy Burchett split wide to the left. Running back at either hip of Ashdock, who's in the gun. Here's the snap from the Bulldog 49. Hand off to Ogletree. He's across midfield into Wildcat territory. Has a gain of around 3 before he's brought down. Forward progress should give him around the Wildcat 48. Clay County takes over here. They started at the 4:02 mark of this third quarter. They do lead 6-0. Bryson Burchett, the junior, with a timely interception there, giving Clay County back control of this game. And already they have it in Wildcat territory.
I know there's 3 minutes left in this third quarter, but you got to think about running clock.
A horrible spot by the officials. It's 2nd-9. They only give Ogletree 1. Ball's at midfield. Hand off to Kerr. He's in the backfield. Tackle for loss made by a host of Wildcats. And Monterey not so anxious to let Clay County take over momentum here. This is an undefeated Monterey squad. We questioned whether or not they had even trailed this season. We're not sure. They have played a pretty weak schedule. We said the Bulldogs would be the toughest opposition they had met so far. And it proves to be the case as Clay County does lead 6-0. Also, four Kerr. Ball now, 3rd and 14. Rest at the Bulldog 45. Ashlock rolls to his right. Screen pass set up. It's caught by Kerr. 45, 50, 45. He's going to be brought down short of the sticks. It's going to be 4th and around 1 after Kerr picks up around 13 on that pass play. It was snapped at the Bulldog 45, and they're going to spot it at the Wildcat 42. So a pickup of 13 for Kerr on 3rd down, sets it up 4th and 2 for head coach Jake Johnson and his offense. 2:10 and ticking. Clay County in front, 6-0, 3rd quarter. Bulldogs approach the line of scrimmage. Ashlock's going to be under center. 2 tight end set. High backfield.
And they jump.
Monterey jumps off sides, I believe. We're going to have to wait for the signal because I don't trust this officiating crew. Yes, it is against the Wildcats. 1st down for the Bulldogs. They did not even have to run a play on the big first, on the big 4th and 2. First and 10, Clay County. The ball's going to be spotted at the Wildcat 37-yard line. 1:45 and ticking here on the clock. 5th play of the drive coming for Clay County. Running back at either hip of Ashlock, 2 wide to the right. Hand off to Will Ogletree, grows around left side, gets the corner, cuts north and south, and goes out of bounds. Advances up. Actually, they say he does not go out of bounds. They keep the clock running. The official wound that arm. He advances up to the Wildcat, 35. A pickup of what we'll call 3. 2nd and 7. Clay County breaks huddle. 1 minute left in the 3rd quarter. Ashlock in the gun. 2nd and 7. Hand off to Kerr. He's around right side. 35. Loses the football. It is safely recovered by Bryson Burgett, though. Clay County's going to lose some yardage on the play. I don't know how to chalk that up, Thomas, in the stat line. We'll just say a run of none for Kerr, who did fumble on the play. Fortunately, junior wideout Bryson Burchett there to safely recover it. Clay County's going to live to fight another day. They're going to have it, though, 3rd and around 12 after they lose yardage there.
Fortunate bounce right there. Like you say, Bryson Burchett, Johnny on the spot to fall on that one.
Ashlock gets the play at the sideline from head coach Johnson. Trots out into the huddle. We've got 17 seconds and ticking here left in the 3rd quarter. Clay County in front, 6-0. They drive from left to right. The ball sets at the Wildcat 39. Ashlock in the gun. Burchett to the right. Jimmy Burchett to the left. Running back at either hip of Ashlock. Here's the snap. Fake to Kerr. Ashlock, a double move by Jimmy Burchett, and we're going deep for the freshman. It's deflected. A good-looking pass by Ashlock. Just a nice defensive play by the Wildcats. I like the play call. It is 4th and 12 now after that incomplete pass. 4 down territory as the 3rd quarter ends. We're going to go into the 4th quarter. It's going to be 4th and 12 from the Wildcat 39. Clay County does lead 6-0. Stay with us for the conclusion.
Or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speed's not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We've got 12 minutes to settle it here at Medley Field. Region Championship on the line. Number 1 seed heading into the 2019 playoffs goes to the team who can come away with the most points. Currently, Clay County leads 6-0. Ashlock has dropped the punt on 4th and 12. Puts his foot to it. It's going to hit at the 10 and roll out of bounds. all the way down at the 1 yard line. The best punt of the season for Jake Ashok, and he's thrilled about it. The Wildcats going to have to drive 99 yards if they want to tie this one up or go ahead.
We're a little hard on him. The one he shot put it over the fence into the woods earlier, but that's redemption right there for Ashok. Not sure if he meant to, but what a perfect bounce. Hit the corner, low line driver, perfect bounce right inside the pylon.
Coach Edwards, what did you think of it?
Hey, I love the punt, guys. Something I noticed there in the third quarter, Monterey's only possession. I sense some desperation on their part. They're out throwing the ball, rolling their quarterback out, passing it.
Wildcats from the one. Toss sweep. A few yards for them. Tackle quickly made, though, by the Dogs. I think it was Will Ogletree there on the stop. This drive did start at the Monterey one. First down run, picks up around two, setting up second and eight. Ball now rests at the Wildcat three. Still a dangerous spot. Hopefully Dalton Gold or Coons can slip through and come up with a big safety here.
Well, we're seeing them penetrate, Daniel, and it's just a matter of time before Gold is slippery enough to get by here in these wet conditions.
Key in the gun. Two tight end set. Here's the snap, quarterback keeper right side. He's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. Gets about one, perhaps. Goad's involved on the stop. He was not the primary tackler, though. I'm going to say that looks like Wyatt Burks. Wyatt Burks, the main guy. It's always hard to give credit to a Bulldog tackler because we do such a great job gang tackling. There's always two, three, sometimes four or more bodies there. It's going to be third and six. After a pickup of two on second down for senior quarterback Jordan Key and his undefeated Wildcat squad. Clay County trying to knock them off.
Just a battle of wills, like I said, at halftime, Daniel. And so far, Clay County's winning it. They're the tougher team out here. They're braving the elements, the conditions, and they're bringing it up front so far.
Ball sets at the Wildcat five. Third and six, Key in the gun, quarterback keeper left side. Clay County flattens it out. They get him stopped. Tackle for loss made. I'm not sure who made it.
You know who, son.
Where's it go?
The man coming up, Alec Kerr, from the safety position all night long, that record him his ninth stop of the night. And you think of safety making tackles downfield. He's making them close to the line of scrimmage, Daniel. Legit nine tackles.
We're going to call that the quarterback sack since Key was the ball carrier. Fourth and a long three, or actually fourth and a long seven for the Wildcats is they will punt. The punter, which I believe is Borges, that's Talon, is deep in his own end zone. Puts his foot to it. It is a short kick. Kerr's going to throw it. 25, 20, and he's brought down. I thought he could have went. Clay County with great field position here. They take over first and 10 within their own red zone. And the tide is starting to turn here in favor of the Bulldogs. 9:21 left in this one here at Medley Field. Clay County's going to take over at the Wildcat 18-yard line. Very close to points that could put them up by two possessions. It's been 6-0 for a long time now. Bryson Burchett and Alec Kerr split to the right. White Burks the tight end. Ashlock, toss sweeps to Ogletree, goes down right side. He's met, little to no gain. Still moving his feet, whistles finally blow. I believe it'll be a loss of around one, four wheel on that carry. Setting up second and 11 now. And the ball will be back at the Wildcat 19. We go under 9 minutes to play here at a rain-soaked Monterey High School.
It's time to start eating that clock like I talked about in the third quarter, Daniel. Ashlock needs to look at the back judge here, let it kick away until he gets the warning, and then take the snap and eat this clock away.
Two wideouts to the left, a tight end to the right. Ashlock in the gun, Ogletree at his left hip. Here's the snap, hands off to Ogletree up the gut. Will picks up a few, bangs his way up to the Wildcat 17, so a pickup of two. For Ogletree, sets up what we'll call third and a short nine. Four down territory here. Inside the red zone, the football is. Clay County has chewed up almost a minute since their last play. We're at 8:05 and ticking. Bulldogs trying to knock off Monterey. Ashok in the gun, two wide to the left, third and eight. Here's the snap. Play action pass, Ashok to throw, ball's away. It is caught by Wesley Walker for a short gain. Very short, though. The ball's going to be at the Wildcat 16. Where was it at prior to that play, Thomas?
Another one-yard gain in there.
Pickup of one. Fourth and one. We'll now call eight for the Bulldogs. 7:30 and ticking. Even if they don't convert, Monterey's going to have a long field to drive here. We saw a fourth down touchdown pass last week at White County High School from Ashok to Kerr. Hopefully we'll see it again.
I'll tell you something we haven't seen is the screen, Daniel, the over three, but he's motioning out.
Four wide to the right. False start, Clay County. Going to be fourth and 13 after that false start penalty. Clay County could pick up a first down if they advance the football down to the Monterey 8-yard line. Fourth and 13. Ashok in the gun. Three wide outs to the right, one to the left. Ogletree motions out of the backfield. Ashok has it, looks to pass. Ball's away. It's going to be incomplete. Monterey takes over. 6:57 here on this clock. Left in the contest. Monterey going to have the football, but as we said, they are pinned deep in their own territory. They take over from their own 16-yard line, if I'm not mistaken. No, there was a penalty.
21.
Wildcats have 79 yards to drive if they wish to tie or go ahead in this game. Clay County does have a vulnerable 6-0 lead. Monterey with an excellent place kicker. It's almost a guarantee for them to hit an extra point if they score.
It is, Daniel, and again, it falls on the back of Dalton Goes, Wade Coons, Wesley Walker in this Bulldog defense, and here they come. Got to see what they got.
First and 10, key in the gun, heads off to Bowman, hitting the backfield. Great defense by the Dawgs. Bryson Burchett sniffing his way in there. I believe he was the primary tackler from his outside linebacker position. Coach Dickerson has had him and Markham walked up. More like defensive ends tonight. We used to call that. We'd run a 3-3 stack, and we'd call it tough if we wanted the backers to walk up. We've seen a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, almost like a 50 front, Daniel, with the three interior linemen, like you say, and then Burchett on the outside, and the freshman Markham. And they're doing a great job setting the edge.
Second and eight, key in the gun. Wide out on the tight end to either side. Hand off to Soberanus. He gets the first down and more. Big game for the junior. Still on his feet. Finally brought down by John Copeland. First down for Monterey. Soberanus with his best run of the night. Advances up close to midfield. Monterey still is on their side of midfield, though. It'll be spotted at the Wildcat 47.
First time tonight, you've seen a few missed tackles, but they're not really missed tackles, Daniel. Soberanus has got big tree trunks for legs, and he was just breaking them.
5:55 and ticking. Clay County in front, 6-0. Monterey driving. First and 10. Hand off to Bowman. Not much doing. He gets about three, advancing up to around midfield. Bulldog tackler looks like Dalton Goh. Do you agree?
I think that was Coons and Goat kind of converging on that one there, and then Copeland finishing it off. I mean, you got four and five Bulldogs on every one of these interior runs, Daniel. They can't really came to play tonight, and they're keeping it going.
5.5 minutes to play. Clock does tick. Pick up a three on first down for Monterey. Sets up second and seven. Ball is at the 50-yard line. Key in the gun, a tight end and a wide out to either side. Here's the snap. Hand off to Bowman, up the gut. He's in the 45, now the 40. Still on his feet, driven out of bounds. And he's hit right out of bounds. We're going to have some a penalty here. And on the Monterey sideline, the Wildcat reserves get a little bit frivolous here as they want to come up. I'm not sure who the late hit was by, either Markham or Burchett. I couldn't see. Gold with the late hit. Okay. That's going to be a personal foul, 15-yard variety. And that is not something Clay County's defense needs. 5:08 here on the clock, and guess what? They stopped the clock this time with the penalty. Is Monterey threatening to score?
Of course, Daniel. Goad there coming off the sideline and just giving the effort he always gives. You know, we got wet field here. As he got to the sideline, I'm not sure if his feet kind of slipped a little bit, but he did lead with the forearm to get that penalty there.
Big penalty. The ball now all the way down at the Bulldog 19-yard line. First and 10 for the Wildcats. Here we go, folks. Whistles blow. They had the ball spotted out between the numbers and the hash, and the side judge says, guys, you got to get it over to the hash. That's what that was for. Second time it's happened. We also see simultaneously a Clay County timeout taken. Fourth quarter action. 5:08 left in the contest. Clay County in front, 6-0. Monterey's threatening.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthandRehab.com.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. 5:08 remains in this one. Huge contest here. 6-2 Clay County battling against 8-0 Monterey. Clay County lost up here last year 50-6. They currently lead 6-0 right now. Monterey has it, though, at the Bulldog 21-yard line, 1st and 10.
I think you're going to see this pounded straight ahead right here from the Wildcats to try to finish this one off, Daniel. This comes down to this, 5 minutes to go for the region title.
He in the gun, hand off to Sobranus, nothing doing for him in the middle of the field. He's quickly tackled. Primary stopper was Will Ogletree. Whiteberg's there to help. It was a pickup of two, setting up 2nd and 8. It looks like to me Sobranus doesn't get much on those, but he is a big body. Falls forward, always gaining yardage as he does so.
He is. He's a powerful runner, Daniel. He's not fleet of foot, anything. He's straight up the gut, straight downhill running from Sobranus right here.
4:35 and ticking, 2nd and 8. Bulldog defense needs to tighten up. The ball's at the Clay County 18. Monterey with it. Key in the gun. Tied in and wide out to either side. Sobranus at his right hip. Handing off to Soap. No, it's a play-action pass. Monterey's going to score. Give credit to the Wildcats. A beautiful play-action pass fake. Stuck it in the gutter. Sobranus did key. Pulled it back out of there. Alec Kerr's been playing so aggressively tonight. He bid on it. It was his guy in coverage. Walks into the end zone undefended.
Yeah, we talked about it on the way over here, Daniel. I thought the weather might take that play away, but when you get that close, it was just basically about an 8-yard pass over the top, a little 80 hot pass, what we used to call it, as they're going kick for the lead here, Daniel.
Talon on for the extra point. This is huge. Snap. It's a fake. 2-point attempt. Holder goes to the right. He is stopped short. Did not get in. They're saying he did. I don't see a signal. There's no way he made that, folks. We're still waiting for a signal from the official.
What? You've got to have a call, Daniel.
I have not seen
a
signal.
We have no replay. You've got to make a call.
We've got an injured Bulldog down, I believe. Still no official signal. Yes, there it was. The white hat says no good. It's 6-6 after the 2-point is stopped short.
You know who made that play right there. It's the safety, Alec Kerr, coming up, making the stop, and he's addled himself as he lowered the boom right at the goal line to save this ballgame, Daniel.
All right. Finally, we get official wording. It's 6-6. I can't believe that Monterey went for a fake. That the snap was good. Key, the senior quarterback, was the holder, came up out of his kneeling position with it, tried to just run a quarterback boot. to the right side. Abbott Kerr said, no, sir. A gutsy call, honestly, that doesn't make sense to me out of head coach Scott Hughes. He's a great coach. He's done a good job with this program, but I just don't understand the call.
It looked like the snap might have been a little high, maybe slipped out of his hand, and he paused on it. I don't know, Daniel, but I'm like you. That's an unorthodox call right there.
He came up off the ground and caught it without his knee on the ground, Daniel, for the hold. So
perhaps not a call.
It's hard to say if it was coach called or it was quarterback called there.
Either way, 6-6 your score. 4:18 left. Clay County set to receive this opening kickoff. We do not see Alec Turner deep. He's still on the sideline. Jimmy Burchett and Carson Sharp stand at their own 20-yard line. And honestly, unless the coaches have told them to stay there, they might want to scoot back a little bit because Talon can kick it.
Again, I think if they kicked it in the end zone, they'd just let it go over the head here.
I would watch for something. I would watch for an onside or a pooch kick here.
Here we are. 4:18 to set it. Knotted up at 6. Fans starting to get a little chippy here in the bleachers at Monterey High School. Here Talon comes, puts his foot to it, decides to kick deep. Jimmy Burchett going to receive it at his own 15. Here he comes. 20.
Got a chance.
Up to the 25.
Got a chance.
There's the flag down. Burchett's still running, though. Great return by him. Face mask should be called, but we see no laundry there. However, there is a penalty marker down at around the Bulldog 47.
Well, there's another one. There's another one, Daniel, back about the 30.
Well, definitely, they'll take the deep one. What concerns me is that maybe it wasn't the face mask grabbed by Burchett as he went out of bounds. We'll just have to see. We're not officials. We don't get to decide anyway. Two proud football teams here, two proud fan bases cheering on their heroes out on Medley Field tonight. They played this one in a continuous downpour in this late October Middle Tennessee weather.
By the way, if anybody's wondering about the Cumberland Exteriors weather reports, it's still raining.
Yeah, that's true. Hadn't stopped. Supposed to continue through late in the night tomorrow, I believe.
What is going on the field with the strike?
Well, they've had trouble all night, just to be honest with you. They're right now conferencing over what they saw there. There's two penalty flags down. One sits back at the Bulldog 28.
We're breaking up.
The other sits upfield.
Got a hat off. That means he's thrown both of his flags, or threw his flag, and like John, Brother John said, no hat. You know he didn't take that off to get a challenge.
Probably not.
What we've seen twice they've spotted it outside the hashes. We've seen a lot of questionable calls. I wonder if this is a rookie-type crew, because it's taken some time to make a decision on every play, Dan.
Yeah.
We could have went to break.
It's been a trying, testing night here. I'm going to go ahead and let you talk about those cheerleaders, Thomas. You got your sheet? You usually have it handy?
I always do. They're out here battling. Good. Sorry, Daniel.
No, go ahead.
There we go. They're out here battling the elements, too. We got four seniors, three seniors, Abigail Collins, Taylor Smith, and Leanne Smith, two juniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. The sophomores are Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Tamara Smith, and Zoe Siever. Four more freshmen, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kenley Trobaugh, and Katie Burnett, and longtime coaches Stephen and Lena Chitwood. And they finally made a call here while we were doing the cheerleaders.
Offset penalties, a hold against the Bulldogs, face mask against the Wildcats. First and 10, ball at the Bulldog 45. Ashot, quarterback keeper, picks up about 4 using that big body as he goes up through the interior of this Wildcat defense. Second and 6 after Ashot picks up 4, advances the ball up to the Bulldog 49, 1 yard away from midfield. 3:45 and ticking left in this contest. We are knotted up at 6.
What more can you ask for in this contest, Daniel? I mean, we'd have rather seen the 6-0 win here, of course, but this is the way we thought it would play out. Two top 10 teams here, just a battle from the start.
Second and 6, Burks and Jimmy Burchett to the left, Bryson Burchett to the right. Ashcott, quarterback keeper again, across midfield, picking up 3 to 4 yards, advancing up to the Wildcat 48-yard line. Sets up third in what we'll call a short 3 for Ashcock and company. 3:05 and ticking, knotted up at 6.
You know, we've seen this all year long, Daniel. Ashcock with a guaranteed 3 to 4 yards Let's see if Coach doesn't take this clock all the way down here with Ashlock.
Ashlock in the gun. Overload set to the right side. Probably a toss sweep coming. Quarterback keeper does not get the first. Picks up a yard or two. Advances up to around the Wildcat 46. It's going to be fourth and a long one, a short two. Probably four down territory here. I think so. We punted from around this mark earlier. We're going heavy. Here comes Huff. Here comes Maynard. Off go the Burchett cousins. 2:22 and picking. Fourth and one. Clay County needs to pick this up and maintain possession. Seth Eads, the junior center, handles the football, prepares to step. Ashok, who's under center, and we see the freshman Levi Garrett jump off sides. False start for Clay County. Very costly penalty. It was fourth and one, now it's fourth and six. And will Coach Johnson punt or go? The ball retreats now back into Bulldog territory. We see personnel change again. I think it's punt formation. I see John Copeland come onto the field. He's not a usual offensive player, so it is a punt set. 2 minutes now, under 2 minutes to play. Ashlock drops deep to punt. The ball now in Bulldog territory at the 48. Here's the snap. Ashlock does put his foot to it. Low line drive kick. Takes a nice Bulldog bounce. Rolls out of bounds around the Wildcat 11. Monterey's going to have a minute and 44 seconds to go about 89 yards. We said this was going to be an epic battle, and it's lived up to be so.
No doubt. Lived up to the villain, Daniel. And again, here we are in this Clay County Bulldog defense, the identity of this team, and this game's on them right here.
This is what it's all about. This is what they worked hard all summer for, Coach Edwards, to be here in this moment. Minute 44 left in regulation, tied up with undefeated Monterey, 6-6. Will the Bulldog defense hold one more time? Key in the gun. Wildcats have it at their own 11-yard line. Hand off to Soberanis, and he's absolutely swarmed by Bulldogs. Very short game. Pick out a guy, Thomas. I see you're trying to decipher who it might have been on the stop.
The junior John Copeland coming in there with his fifth tackle of the night.
Second and eight, pick up a two, minute 25 and ticking. Monterey going to run this thing down. I think they have two timeouts in their pocket.
We saw the Burks in there for Kerr. Kerr comes back out, Daniel. I think it's his first trip back after making that huge stop on that two-point conversion.
A minute five and ticking. Key in the gun, a wide out and a tight end to either side. Soberanis at the right hip. Here's the snap. Key looks to pass. Throws deep downfield. Carson Sharp has a chance to intercept it. No! Oh! It's actually Alec Kerr. Almost intercepted. Ends up being deflected. I think he could have had a pick six had he held on. Still a great job by the freshman. 56 seconds on the clock. It does stop with that incomplete pass. Sharp had a good line on it. Kerr comes flying in out of middle field. We had two guys in position to make the stop.
Another underthrown ball, Daniel. Like you say, both of them had a break on it right there. Could have been a game changer. Any other conditions besides tonight, it's a pick six.
Third and eight. 56 seconds. Monterey could end up here punting the ball back to Clay County with a little bit of time left on the clock, depending on what happens here on third down. Key in the gun, a wide out and tight end to the other side. Hand off to Soberanis up the gun. No, it's play action pass. Key rolls to the left. He actually is going to be, he's going to have enough for that first down, maybe. Got to check that spot. I think they give it to him.
Clock's still, no, they'll stop it, I guess.
Chains are moving. I don't know who the Bulldog was that made the stop. 45 seconds on the clock. 6-6 the score. Monterey with the football around their own 23-yard line, meaning that they are 77 yards away from points that could win this game. 34 seconds of ticking. Hand off inside to Bowman. He's brought down. Nice play. Tackle was made by White Burks. 24 seconds now as a timeout is called by Monterey. Second and eight after a pickup of two. We're knotted up at six. We're going to go ahead and go to break here, play one ad, come back and get set.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live at Soggy Medley Field, 24 seconds left in regulation, knotted up at 6. Clay County's touchdown came back in the first half on a 17-yard run by Alec Kerr. Monterey's came in the third quarter, actually in the fourth quarter, on a play-action pass.
Monterey going empty here, Daniel. Look for him to take a shot or the quarterback run up the gut.
Three wide to the right, two to the left, key in the gun. Second and eight for the Wildcats. They've got it at their own 24. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper, it's a draw play. He's going to have some yardage. We have a penalty flag down. Weinbergs makes the stop. It is going to be a penalty against the Wildcats. They'll be backed up. 16 seconds is going to be on the clock. Now, if we decline the penalty, which we wouldn't, the clock would run, but Monterey would call a timeout. So this thing's going to get backed up, holding against Monterey. They're going to have a chance to heave it if they want to, but if I were Coach Hughes, I wouldn't take the gamble. Each of those big Hail Mary attempts, some of them's come up short. We've had a realistically excellent opportunity to intercept each one of them.
I can't imagine he'd throw it, Daniel. Maybe run some kind of trick play or something to catch the defense off guard, but I trust the defense here.
Second and 12 after the holding penalty. Wildcats are backed up now to their own 21. Clock does wind. We're at 13 seconds left in regulation, and Monterey is not going to run a play, I don't think. We're down to 5, and they do break quickly. Try to get to the line. 3 seconds on the clock. Now 2, now 1. Here's the snap. They did not get the snap off. Fourth quarter has ended, and we're going to have the opportunity to call the first overtime contest of our Horizon Sports Network careers here. Clay County and Monterey, 6-6, and then to 4 quarters.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We're back here ready for an extra action here at Monterey High School. 6-6 the score. Throw that out. It may as well be 0-0 now. High school overtime works in this way. The ball's spotted at the 10-yard line. Each team has an opportunity. They've got four downs from that point to score. So it's first and goal from the 10. Clay County will have the football first.
I think you're going to see maybe a heavy dose of Will Overtree right off the bat here, Daniel.
Here we go. Ashok in the gun. Two wide to the left. Overtree to his left hip. Burks the tight end to the right. Ashok to throw on first down. Has time. Rolls to his right. Plenty of time. Still looking. Finally throws. It's incomplete. No rush out of the Wildcats there. They were content to have as many guys in coverage as they could. Three more opportunities for Clay County here.
I was dead wrong about that one. Just play action up the middle of the Ogletree, and then basically a flood route to this near sideline, Daniel. And as you said, every Wildcat there was dropped back into the end zone in coverage on that one. No rush. Ashlock run out of room on the sideline and kind of threw it away.
Ogletree off the field. Carson Sharp now the running back. Kerr and Bryson Burchett split to the left. Overload set to the left side. Going to be a quick toss sweep to Carson Sharp to the left. Loses his footing, keeps his feet, swarmed by a host of Wildcats, loses yardage. Clay County still with two more opportunities. They are backed up now to the Wildcat 13-yard line where they've got it third and goal. Monterey playing good defense here on the first two plays of this overtime. We know Clay County, a good goal line team defensively. Monterey proving to be 1-2. Personnel changes on the field. John Copeland in. Not someone we typically see in the offensive set. We'll have to see where he lines up. He's going to play fullback. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Ashok in the gun. Third and goal. Row out to the right. Ball's away. Going to be incomplete. Targeting Bryson Burchett. Pretty good coverage by the Wildcats. Burchett couldn't hang on. The ball would have been caught around the 5-yard line. So it's going to be fourth and goal for the Bulldogs. And the Wildcat 13, Coach Johnson uses his one timeout he gets during this overtime portion, this first one anyway. We'll go ahead and go to break here. It's going to be fourth and goal for the Dogs.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here. Fourth and goal for Clay County. First overtime. Ashlock in the offense has it at the Wildcat 13. Ashlock in the gun, two wide to either side, drops the pass. Looks towards the end zone, has time, now rolls to the right, balls away, and it will be intercepted. It cannot be returned. They blow it dead. Clay County does not produce points here, and it wouldn't surprise me to see Monterey line up and kick a field goal on first down. I don't know that that's a smart thing to do. They probably won't, but it is a concern for me that they have such a good place kicker.
I think they have that option, but I really look for them to just go heavy and just try to pound it in.
I don't know that they can against this Bulldog front, Coach. I bet that's what they try, though. Maybe that or some trickery again, the play action and a hot pass. Here we go. First down for Monterey. The ball sets at the 10. The Clay County defense needs to hold. Key in the gun, tied in a wide out either side, so Brandis at his right hip. Here's the snap. It's a low snap. Ball's on the ground, picked up by Key. He's going to be hit and brought down, little to no gain. Wesley Walker and others in on the stop. That's the concern. That's why I said, you know, maybe they line up and just kick. Is that
right.
With these conditions, even a normal exchange on a center to quarterback on a shotgun snap, it's not a guarantee.
Maybe they try it on third down, and that gives them a down. You know, if they do have a bad snap, they can fall on it.
That's true. That's true. Here we go. Second and goal. The ball rests at what appears to be the 10. I thought yardage was lost, but apparently not. Key in the gun. Sobranis at his right hip. Tied in the wide out to either side. Hand off to Sobranis. Suffocating defense by the Bulldogs. Tackle for a loss made. Goldar pushing the way forward. We've seen him do it all year long when the Bulldog defense is back, is against their own end zone. And he delivers there. The ball does retreat now to the 14-yard line. Both teams have had this overtime offense going on at our right. I wish it was at the left because we're actually sitting around the 40-yard line on the other end of the field. Third attempt coming from Monterey. We are knotted up 6-6 in overtime. Two wideouts to either side for the Wildcats. Key in the gun, so Brandis at his right hip. Here's the snap in the rain. Key, quarterback keeper, it's a draw. Linebackers are there for Clay County, though. He does advance it up to around the 6-yard line. So a pickup of about 8 yards for him, setting up what's going to be a field goal attempt by the Wildcats. I believe Talon prepares to come on and kick. Key has the block on the field. It all comes down to this. The Dogs won a game back in 2017 off a short to long kick at John Peoples Field. Hopefully he does not connect here. Key to hold, to long to kick. Snap. Set. Kicks away. And it is good. The Monterey Wildcats win the ball game. They stay undefeated on the season. They go to 9-0. Clay County likely going to finish the number 2 seed in Region 4. Monterey going to be the number 1 seed. Each team does have a region contest left to play. Final score here from Medley Field. Monterey 9, Clay County 6. We're going to come back and do the Dairy Queen postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae,
Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ Post Game Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthyrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here on the Dairy Queen Post Game Show, Clay County losers tonight, 6-9 to the hated Monterey Wildcats. Overtime contest, it was a battle from start to finish. A great effort by both programs, both coaching staffs. Two top 10 ranked single-A football teams proving that they both deserve that ranking, proving that they're both forces to be reckoned with. It's hard for me to say that one team was much better than the other here tonight. Usually we'll go through a full field rundown of drives. Thomas, it was so sloppy tonight. There were short, quick drives, three and outs, turnovers. I don't know how you want to handle that. You might just want to talk about overtime. I don't know.
Well, I tell you, I know Clay County has to feel deflated because we do here. They played their hearts out. There's nothing to be ashamed of for this Bulldog team. They came in and they gave it all they got. Like you say, a battle of two single-A titans here tonight, and nothing to be ashamed of. And this Clay County defense, we knew in the preseason, we knew what they were, and this was a battle of defenses tonight. And, you know, Clay County held the whole way, took a field goal to beat the Dogs tonight. In the first half, you know, the defensive battle came down to Wake Coons recovering a big fumble down on the goal line. We don't know who forced it yet. Dalton go with a big sack to force a turnover on downs. And then we got the bad snap, if you remember, Daniel, on a punt from Monterey, recovered by Bryson Burchett. We got it on our own 29-yard line, and it was kind of the Alec Kershaw from there. He had a nice run to start the drive, and then he finished it off from 17 yards out for us to go up 6-0, which was a score that held into halftime thanks to Carson Sharp's interception when Monterey was threatening again right before the half. So it's all about defense tonight to keep us in this ball game. And then the second half, it was basically a mirror of the first, just a struggle throughout. Bryson Burchett had an big interception to stop a drive in that by Monterey, and then turned them over on downs. The defense just held strong. And Monterey got it back with 6:57 to go in this contest. And I think Coach said it was two chunk plays, and then it was kind of a mental mistake on our part to lay hit out of bounds, and that gave them good field position, and they hit us right after that penalty. If you remember, Daniel, a little play action, a little quick over the top, been drawing us in all that. So you got to give them credit on the play calling there. The first time they really went to play action and gone to the air at all for the tying score. And then Alec Kerr, when they went for two, faked the PAT. Alec Kerr saved the game again with a big stop to keep them out of the end zone and send it into overtime, didn't
he? I'm kind of lost for words. I know you are, too. We're both a little deflated over this. I love the effort. It was out of every play, and you capped up regulation pretty good. We go into that overtime segment.
Overtime, we get the ball first, and things just didn't go our way on our four snaps, Daniel. We ran a couple little flood routes to the outside to no avail. Monterey did a good job. They dropped their whole team into the end zone, no pressure on Ashlock. He kind of run out of real estate and had to let it go. Then we tried a little horizontal jet sweep to Sharp. His first carry of the night went for negative yardage. And then the last gasp, Ashlock's interception there, and our drive ended. We saw Monterey get it back on the 10-yard line. You called it, Daniel. Thought they might kick a field goal right off the bat to kind of get this one over with. They gave us a shot. We saw Goad with a big tackle for loss, backed them way up, and then on fourth down, they kicked that field goal. 9-6, your final.
Coach, you want to go ahead and share Wildcat stats?
Why, sure, Daniel. We'll go ahead and talk about that very briefly here. 197 total yards of offense for the Wildcats. Not super impressive night on offense for them at all, but they just happened to be at the right place there in the fourth quarter, and that last drive got the best of us. They were led by freshman Mason Bowman on the ground. Had 15 carries for 96 yards. In the air, senior Jordan Key was 4 for 8 for 42 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. And led in receiving by sophomore Chandler Bowman, who had one reception for 22 yards.
Wetton Thomas, Bulldog stats.
Not much more here on the Clay County side. Just a total of 108 yards and one touchdown on 39 plays, Daniel. We rushed 27 times for 83 yards and a touchdown, and Ashlock was 3 for 12 for 25 yards. Did have that late interception in overtime. Ogletree carried 10 times for 25 yards. Alec Kerr carried 10 times for 41 yards and a 17-yard touchdown. Sharp had the one carry for negative 3, and Ashlock carried 6 times for a total of 20 yards. Again, it was 3 for 12 through the air for 25 yards and an interception. Defensively, Joseph Markham had one tackle. Ogletree had 5. Garrett, 2. Coons, a big night, 5 tackles, recovered the fumble, and a tackle for loss. Whiteburg's a senior, another solid night for him, 7 tackles. Daniel Sharp had the INT and 2 tackles. Junior John Copeland, 5 tackles, 1 for loss. Jimmy Burchett had 1 tackle tonight. Bryson Burchett, 3 tackles and an interception. Senior Wesley Walker, 2 tackles. Dalton Goad, big night, 7 tackles, a sack, and 2 of them for loss. And then leading the way was Kirk. He does play safety, but he came up to make double digits, Daniel. 10 tackles tonight, and one of those for loss.
Huge night, Malik Kerr, and I'll just go ahead and announce that he is our TDS top performer from tonight's contest. You don't always go with numbers, but you kind of doing this. But I know Alec's going to go back, watch film, and he's probably going to focus on a couple moments that he would like to have back in this contest. But if it not for Alec Kerr and his fine defensive play, his speed and run on some of those carries and that touchdown, maybe we don't even go to overtime in the first place.
That's
so so impressive to see him play as a freshman at the level that he plays at. He's not the only one, but he is our TDS top performer, so we are going to talk specifically about him. I'm so impressed with that young man. I firmly believe that if injury doesn't prevent, he's going to have one of the most outstanding careers of any Bulldog at any point in history.
Right, Daniel. And it's not just his breakaway speed and you know, his electric running, his punt returns, his kickoff from the backfield. The guy is a football player. He's hard-nosed. It doesn't matter how big he is, what size he is. He comes up and, you know, there's nothing, to me defensively, there's nothing like an aggressive safety. They've got a chance to lay a bead on somebody, and Alec Kerr did that tonight. He had 10 stops, and they weren't game, you know, they weren't, I'm sorry, breakaway tackles, you know, saving a long touchdown.
He had one quarterback sack.
He did. He had a sack, a tackle for loss. Making tackles, he's starting 12, 15 yards past the line of scrimmage, and he's making them behind him. The speed he shows, and it's not just his speed, he reads it perfectly. It's the instinct he has.
You know, you see guys do that sometimes on the defensive backfield, and they sacrifice and give up their coverage to do that. He doesn't necessarily do that. His closing speed is so quick, like you see, so efficient at what he sees that once he sees it, he goes. Now, they did expose him a little bit on their touchdown that they had. But he'll do the same thing. He'll come out of center field where he's playing maybe cover three, covering hash to hash, and he'll make a play outside the numbers
right. Just
because of that intuitiveness. Coach, anything to add about Alec Kerr's performance?
Well, not necessarily, Alec, but just the team overall. And I know we're talking about the TDS player, but, you know, one thing that I think that if I'm Coach Johnson, I take away from this, and I'm talking about right now in that locker room is, you know, great teams are not measured by losses. They're measured by how they respond to those losses. And so we've got a very winnable game next week, Red Bull. We've got a home playoff game still to play, and it could be more after that, you know. So best thing is to talk about you. What a great effort, and work on a couple of things you did wrong there maybe at the end, and come out ready to go next week. And I know that's easy for me to say sitting up here because I've been right where he's at,
sure.
And I know what it's like. But that's really what you have to do, put it behind you and focus on the next one. You got to convince these seniors and these other guys to do the same.
Well, such a build-up to this game. You know, we're sitting here feeling the letdown. You can imagine what that locker room's like, and you're exactly right, Coach. You got to get behind this team. We all do. Bulldog Nation, everybody, all of our listeners, they gave it all they had tonight, and in the toughest of conditions you could possibly have.
Oh, yeah.
This was a brutal, brutal football game, and our guys held up against a top six. I think they're ranked six in the state right now. Undefeated team. This Monterey team's no slouch. Listen, we're right there with them. Took them to overtime, guys.
That's right. I do want to make mention that our TDS top performer, which was Alec Kerr, is brought to us by TDS Disposal. Serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. I know scores are few and far between, Coach, but I think you have a few for us.
I do. You know, a lot of games were played last night because of the impending weather. So, tonight, Macon County 34, White County 7, that's the final. Gordonsville 28, Joe Burns 0, that's the final. York 6, Livingston Academy 41. I believe Livingston stays undefeated.
I'm not
9-0. And, you know, one from last night that's kind of significant to us, I guess. Upperman 21 and Watertown 20. Nothing on the Red Bull and Pickett game, I'm not sure. So, scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. All killing done professionally.
Folks, we're thrilled you tuned in and listened to us. We hope we did a good job bringing you the action tonight. Final score here from Medley Field is Monterey 9, Clay County 6. The Bulldogs will be back at John Teeples Field a week from tonight in action in their regular season finale against Red Bull and Springs. We hope you can make it out in person and see it. If you can't, tune in to us here on the Horizon Sports Network. For Rob Edwards, Thomas Weaver, and John Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wish y'all a good night.